This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Greetings.
Hey, Mike.
Don,
want to go way inside? Way
inside
way,
what?
Way inside my comedy bung.
Yeah, let me put on my protective suit first.
Let me just say you won't need it.
All right,
because the following tape really will only be funny to you and to I.
Okay, let's hear
you and me. That would
you
be,
and me.
That would be the correct way of pronouncing
right.
it.
Right, you yes. and me.
If I took you out of it,
it would be like saying
funny
you,
to me.
It would be funny,
funny
yeah,
to I.
If you said funny to I. Right.
Anyway, here we go.
Oh, well. Aren't you Charles Van Dorn?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake you up. Just had to get out of the city.
You're always welcome, Charlie. Sometimes it's hard sleeping in the city.
Hope you don't mind. I took the rest of the cake.
You look like you could use it.
Charlie.
Under a little strain lately.
That's the way it always is when you're finishing a book.
Treating on a quiz show, Dad.
Yeah,
television show.
Have some chocolate
Jesus,
cake.
I just realized I watched your show.
Charlie.
Did I tell you, Mother and I moved the television to the den?
No, you didn't mention
it. Mother and me, the old queen.
Well, what was it? Something about the Galapagos Islands. You know what? I'll try some of that.
Father.
Yeah, the origin and destination of the voyage of the Beagle.
Why is your robe open, right. The boy to the beetle, father?
For 6 points.
Charlie.
Charlie.
All those lights, the money, those strange little booths, that man talking so fast like being in a bull ring.
So
I don't think I could remember my name.
Well, you know, I always had a good head for that kind of stuff.
It's
Charlie.
It's amazing that you could make it look so easy.
Pass the chocolate cake, Charlie.
So easy.
Easy, Charlie. We moved the television into the den, Charlie. And Charlie, I'm a queen.
And I believe now for me, I don't know, I'm just looking at these from the title. I'm guessing this would be Rob Morrow.
Hi, I'm from Washington, D.C.
So, Professor.
Sure, I'd love a Reuben sandwich.
Hey, how are you, son? We share an office and I never see you anymore.
Oh, I'm there, Dad. I'm just hiding behind your reputation.
No, I'm serious. We all miss you at home.
Please join us. Dad, this is Dick Goodwin. He's up from Washington.
Narrow escape.
Dad doesn't like Washington.
A swamp that traded malaria for politics.
Here he comes.
What's the special?
It's the Reuben.
Reuben sandwich is the only entirely invented sandwich. Won the National Sandwich Contest 2 years ago.
A salient point. Who invented it?
Reuben K. At a poker game in Omaha.
I knew there was a K in Nebraska.
Unfortunately, they have the sandwich here, but I don't seem to have any Reubens.
Unfortunately,
there we are. We've all got our... And hello, Charlie.
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
Charlie. Is he still with us, Mr. Schofield?
I don't know.
Because, you know, that movie was many years ago, and he wasn't exactly a spring chicken.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Aren't you Charles Van Dorn?
Aren't you my queen father?
Just have to get out of the city.
Yo.
Let's make love, Dad. I just won on 21. Take me in this house without a television set.
Take the chocolate cake off of the table, Charlie.
Under a little strain lately.
All right, there you go.
Yes, a strain. Oh, that was such a pleasure.
Quiz show.
Such a guilty pleasure,
yes.
Charlie.
And Buzz, thank you. Thank you for trying to explain to anyone who didn't know. And, of course, how could you follow that?
Right. Yes.
That was from the movie Quiz Show. We kind of riffed on that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Quiz Show, a fun movie with lots of wonderful performances and lots of characters to make fun of. A lot of fun.
Now, by my humble estimation, the show has gotten off to an awful start.
We've
been inside.
We've been relentlessly self-indulgent.
There's nothing here that our listeners can possibly relate to because only Mike and I find that funny for various reasons.
And if there's anybody out there that does, keep it to yourself.
Let's now focus on the task at hand.
Okay.
And let's learn, Mike, I'm pulling out an old one, let's learn while we listen
how to do a radio show.
Okay.
Ah, good. Okay. Right.
Very
I feel
good.
We've gotten off track here on the first.
Yeah, we're not paying attention.
3 minutes. Here we go.
Right.
Here's how you do it.
93.5, the Beach, Delmarva's home of rock and roll and a Monday night beach jam, as we promise and deliver. The silver lining. Well, it might have been one of those definitive Mondays for you.
Bad boy, that tape is God. Old.
Let me correct myself. This is
Man Watchers compliment week.
Write that down.
Right
under it. 800-234-9350.
And I'm the Pope.
That's the beach slide into the studio. Go ahead and use it. Take advantage of Man Watchers compliment week. Well, let's see. Over the weekend, I missed the opportunity to celebrate a couple rock and roll historical moments. We'll tie in one with the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin later on tonight as your daily dose is coming up.
Yeah.
Got Doobie Brother memories to rock back on and also some birthday stuff, which will tie in with the vintage Allman Brothers performance. That and plenty of beach-winning opportunities. Hang tight. We are just in the get-go steps of a Monday night rock and roll party.
Complete lobster dinner.
I forgot. It's been a long time. BBW.
That man is a legend in our radio business. His name, Bad Billy Warner.
Yep. Would there be a chance that Bad Billy Warner is still performing somewhere?
I bet he is on some weekend shift in Ocean City.
I hope so.
He has to.
Anyway, he's the man. We are his grasshopper.
We
understand what
are
I'm saying?
Just in the get-go stages of a Monday-night rock and roll party.
He sits there in his yoga position.
Yep.
He's got his legs folded. He's slightly, he's rising. He's hovering. And he says, grasshopper, listen. Learn.
Street on the Bay in Dewey.
Listen to my air check.
Draft party at the waterfront tonight from 9 until 1. 75-cent drafts and bucket a quarter sex on the beach shooters.
Monday.
Let's learn about radio, Mike.
Yep, absolutely.
How it should be done.
BJ's.
And tonight at BJ's, it's no U-turn.
Yeah. You're on. So, for the very best crabs and the best party, what are you waiting for? Take Route 24 to the Long Neck Road and join the fun at the Crab Barn.
This weekend, the sounds of the pros, and this Sunday from 4 till 8, it's WZBH's Josh Clendaniel.
God,
the weekend
good.
Party moves to the Crab Barn lawn with food, beer, games, prizes, clowns, and pony rides. Do you
Everything.
Believe in magic? First Street, just off the boards in Ocean
You
City.
Will
Remember,
believe in magic.
Believe in magic. And rock and roll. And while you're at Believe in Magic, and you will go to Believe in Magic, make sure you mention the beach and get a bottle of suntan lotion for a buck with the rest of your purchase. Into the new side of our rock and roll adventure tonight.
Adventure.
Right into the great wide open, here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Delmarva's home of rock and roll, 93.5 The Beach.
You know what? You got to get more guys like this.
Nobody better.
He's the best
ever. You got to get guys like this. Really, this is what makes life fun.
That's right.
Listening to guys like that.
But we discovered this cat, this talent.
We had him on live, didn't we, one time? We had a little phone conversation with him.
Mike, it was 1988.
My God.
Wow. We told him that we got his tape.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we loved it. Sent us another one. We were calling from the big city, from Washington, D.C. Power 105, the morning zoo. And that we wanted him to come down and be a part of the Power 105 staff. We were going to have a limo bring him down.
Right.
And this was before we were syndicated, and and he had no way of knowing that we were goofing on him. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was maybe even like pre-internet, but somehow word got back to him.
He found out. I mean, at some point in the process, he found out that we were jerking his chain.
I mean, we did want to bring him in and have
But we still love him.
We did want to bring him in and have a day for him.
Yeah, we did.
But he really thought that we played these tapes and we thought he was an exceptional radio talent.
Yeah, and that really wasn't true. And he was a little annoyed at that. But he came on anyway. Didn't we talk to him at one point?
I think years later we did, Mike.
Years later we came on, and he was... He was BBW.
BBH. This Thursday from 7 to 9, on the deck, at the inlet, on the bay, next
anyway,
to the coast.
Sometimes
guard.
You just need a B-12 shot of the past to rocket you into the future.
Gives you a nice picture of the beach, too.
All lies made up to hurt
what
me.
What goes on? Summer at the Beach.
Uh-huh. Easy, Corey. Sit. Corey,
great production.
OC. Tell him Corey the Kid said.
Great radio values.
Corey the Kid.
Down to the Deck is happening every Thursday throughout the entire summer.
It's hot. It's hot dogs and French fries, and you can enjoy Del's original slush lemonade and Good Humor ice cream. Come and party on the
beach. Of course you can.
Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 7 with WCBH at the Carousel's Patio, Oceanside on 118th Street.
Imagine the poor sap that did that appearance 20 years ago.
So much going on.
Genuine draft will be giving away.
Where is Billy?
And you can register to win deluxe accommodations at the Twin Towers.
Yeah, I like to hear the production.
Rain or shine, it goes on every Thursday.
The only reason we're hearing all of this is because on the tape that we got, he sent us what in the radio business called a skimmer tape, meaning it's a cassette he ran on his own show.
Right.
And whenever he opened the microphone, you heard the audio. So he's just waiting now to go on the air.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the commercial.
From 4 to 7 at the Carousel in Ocean City.
Don't miss live comedy on Monday nights. That's tonight at Live Music with the Fringe, Tuesday through Sunday at the Carousel Club. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
God, he's good.
Give me lead or give me death. Del Barber's home of rock and roll. 9.5 The Beach.
All right, well.
I can't say. That's his dramatic reading.
You ready now to start?
I think I'm totally ready.
The Don and Mike Show.
God knows.
Wow.
Hello. This is goddamn delicious. Her name is Katie Tunstall.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Man watches compliment movies. Let's start the show here. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Charlie.
Oh, Johnny.
What do we have here?
Well, what have we here?
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Hey, Reed.
Here on America's number one network.
Hold on, Imus?
You can't make fun of everybody because some people don't deserve it.
Come on.
Wake up, fool!
Get out of here.
Wake up, fool.
Wake up, you fool.
Wake up, fool.
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Tap, tap.
Yeah! Why, you mother-grabbing bastard?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Looks like baby vomit.
How come that day we were playing the songs from my iPod, this one didn't come up?
Well, that's a good one. New one.
How come Karen Carpenter came up? Karen Carpenter.
That bitch!
Yeah. She's a bitch, right?
Yes.
Right. You like her, right?
Yes.
You proud of Charlie?
Yes.
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
Yeah.
That's what we all want.
Always been proud of Charlie.
There's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
There you go, Mike. We didn't clip the end of that one today.
Good to hear Ed say my name.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
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 The show is great.
Yeah, oh, yes, it is. Oh, the show is hot as balls. She rather kicks ass, doesn't she? I mean, we hardly ever just play songs to play songs.
Man, a lot of artists I hear in her. A lot of different artists. Kind of a conglomeration. She a little of the past.
She got some balls. You know, it's got to be good if we're playing it instead of flapping our gigantic mouths. It's nerve-wracking, Mike.
Turn it off.
Oh,
turn the damn thing off.
Oh.
It's just too nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking for an old queen.
Wake up, fool!
Thank you, Charlie.
Wake up.
And I realize he's more nasal.
Father, I just thought we could have some chocolate cake and...
How about a little more than that, Charlie?
Perhaps a warm bath.
Would you like me to run a bath for you, Charlie? I'll be upstairs.
Dad, I'm going to mention another movie now.
Oh, Charlie. Turn it off.
Let's reenact that scene, Dad.
It's nerve-wracking.
from the fabulous Mr. Ripley. Oh. Is that the name of that movie?
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Yes, you, Charlie, the Talented Mr. Ripley.
You stand there, you look at the man. Charlie,
I've got some lovely bath oil beads that I'm going to put in the bath.
I am getting my movies mixed up here. That's Quiz Show, of course. Uh-huh. And of course, the
Talented
other...
Mr. Ripley. Look, here's the deal. I think anything Jude Law is in has some gay undertones to it, for whatever reason.
Yeah. And who was the other guy? Was that Matt Damon?
Damon in that one. Right. Yeah, very good movie. And think it was Gwyneth Paltrow was in that.
Isn't it Matt Damon that is curious about the shape of Jude Law as they're playing chess nude in the bathtub together or something like that?
I don't remember that particular scene, but I guess, all I know is that anything that Jude Law is in, Jude Law has that kind of man-woman quality about him.
If Jude Law's there, whoa!
I'm watching!
What the bleep happened here?
I don't watch as many movies in theaters as you do, so I see them when they come out a little bit later, and I watch the one about All the King's Men with Sean Penn, playing Huey Long, and Jude Law was in that, too. And even...
Boring.
Oh, yes, and mumbling Jude Law. So too many pretty boys. Too many.
Hello,
too many.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio gods, how are y'all?
Howdy, what's happening?
Hey, and nice to hear Buzz and Rob in the background. That guy that you recorded in OC sounds an awful lot like the guy on NPR on Sunday mornings that does stained grass bluegrass. Mike's the same guy.
Here's the magic of Bad Billy Warner, Mike. Everybody here is a little bit of somebody in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's an inspiration to all of us in the biz.
Well, the key to Bad Billy Warner, when you listen to Bad Billy Warner, listen carefully. What he's trying to do, and a lot of people do this, a lot of people that are very successful in the radio business do the same thing. We don't do it on this show. There's nobody that does it on this show. Is they push their voice. They try. And when you hear a guy doing that, that's why he's pressing his chin down on his chest.
Believe in magic.
Can't think of anybody else that does that.
93.5, the Beach, Delmarva's home of rock and roll on a Monday night beach jam, as we promised.
And deliver on the promise.
Silver lining. It might have been one of those definitive Mondays. For
Rob.
You. Bad Billy Warner, Mike's out. Let me,
yes, Mike.
Let me correct myself. This is Man Watchers Compliment Week. Yeah.
Write that down.
Right under it, 800-234-9350. That's the beach line into the studio. Go ahead and use it. Take advantage of Man Watchers Compliment Week. Well, let's see. Over the weekend, I missed the opportunity to celebrate a couple rock and roll historical moments. We'll tie in one with the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin later on tonight as your daily dose is coming up. Got Doobie Brother memories to rock back on and also some birthday stuff, which will tie in with the vintage Allman Brothers performance. That and plenty of beach-winning opportunities. Hang tight. We are just in the get-go steps of a Monday night rock and roll
party. Get-go steps.
Complete lobster dinner.
So you're saying he's forcing it a little.
It's a rock and roll
Yeah,
party.
I mean, he might be like other more successful radio personalities. Don't want to mention any names.
Gotcha.
Not at all.
Phenomenal.
Great job. Good job. Yes, chin on chest.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello.
That
Delmarva DJ sounds like everything he's reading is a dramatic reading. I mean, personally, I love it.
You should love it. It's theater.
That's the entire thing. You will believe in magic.
I think the tape we're playing when he says, I can't stand it, I can't stand it, I can't stand it. I think that's after we asked him for the tape because he really brought out his theatrical stuff.
And pony rides.
I picture a guy that weighs about, 75 pounds?
Yeah, he was a
hair down to his shoulders.
Really? He was a slight chap. He made Weasel look like Paul Tuttle Sr.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm the Pope.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
On the hierarchy of great DJs, I think nobody tops Maze Patrol. Lines are open.
Maze is my all-time favorite. There's nobody, in my opinion, better than the Maze. Maze,
yeah.
I love Bad Billy Warner, but I truly...
I like them both.
The thing about Bad Billy Warner, you could listen to him and be entertained by Bad Billy Warner. The Maze was so bad he was good.
Yeah.
Here's my feeling. Here's the radio programmer in me. And once again, I'm going to break it down for you.
Good, please.
Okay? Let's go inside the playbook, and let me go to my telestrator here to show you exactly what I mean.
All right, right on the right-hand side of the picture.
Okay. The Maze is a guy who needs records.
Yeah.
Right.
Bad Billy Warner is a guy who doesn't need the records.
Right. Yep.
The records are there simply to punctuate what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
The Maze is a format slave because he doesn't have the talent of Bad Billy Warner.
I talked about Bad Billy Warner putting his chin on his chest and forcing that low voice. Maze couldn't do that even if he put his chin on his chest.
No, but Maze has more talented writing, I think.
Well, I think Maze is much more creative
as far as
painting pictures and creating fiction.
Mike, again, short form record intros as opposed to long form when you're talking about this day in rock and roll history.
Maze works better with other characters, though.
Interactive stuff?
Interactive stuff, like when he brought that lovely woman in.
Well, the Maze needs the records, but the records need Bad Billy Warner.
Now, Rob, listen, we could have this debate endlessly.
I'll call you tonight.
Okay, please call tonight.
We got the Maze?
We got him.
Oh, good. You want a mic?
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with a Maze. Hi, who is this?
Oh, here she is.
I shouldn't tell you.
Here she is, Cow.
Why? Do I know you?
Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Have I had fun with you?
Oh, yes, many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice.
Recognize.
Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
Have I had fun?
All right, here's the beauty of that. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to make you stop it, but the beauty of that is when he starts to list the names, she steps on his nose. She's so eager to say no because they're doing the playlet that she steps on. I think that is just the thing of beauty.
But wait until the gross moment when he hits the name and he goes, ah.
Oh, it's the grossest thing you'll ever hear.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
This is so foul, it's wonderful.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000.
It's down to 1,000.
Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
ZZ Top now.
Power 95 with the Maze getting ready to step out in style. I got my clean shirt on, new shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on, grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. ZZ Top in high class from Power 95.
I love the Maze.
Hard to pick. All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
95, Street on the Bay in Dewey Beach.
There's a draft party at the waterfront tonight from 9 until 1. 75-cent drafts and bucket a quarter sex on the beach shooters.
Monday, 75th Street on the Bay. BJ's.
And tonight at BJ's, it's no U-turn.
You got to go back to the Maze. I need the weather.
Hold on. We're going to get to that. Put your top down. It's 25 degrees.
Under cloudy skies.
This weekend, the sounds of the pros, and this Sunday from 4 till 8, it's WZBH's Josh Clendaniel.
WZBH.
Moves to the Crab Barn.
Yeah.
Food.
Billy Ward.
Prizes, clowns, and pony rides.
Right that
pony
down.
Ride.
You believe in magic.
And you will go to believe in magic.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Maze Patrol lines open, 381-1420.
Maze Patrol.
Did we ever figure out whether Maze was really doing a radio show or not?
Yeah, no, this is a real guy.
Kalamazoo's power connection is Power 95 WKPR Kalamazoo. Maze at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles
Compact
in
Disc.
Minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95.
Yep.
Ah, the Maze.
So
Delmarva's home of rock and roll, 93.5, the Beaches Rocket, Federalsburg, and Rolling Stones on the rocket backside of our party, and a beach jam to boot. Ultimate Request Hour coming up tonight at 9 o'clock, 800-234-9350. Yeah.
Shallot, Billy.
You're cordially invited to come by for the party. You know, if you will turn out to be the laughingstock of your neighborhood if word gets round that you spent all summer, even a weekend,
and did
at
not.
The beach, and didn't get yourself a little bit of tail. Well, we're going to fix that for you. You can get seasoned sautéed alligator tail and Crocs all the time.
Crocs.
I recommend you come by for your first taste Thursday.
Mike, this is Full Force Personality Radio.
It is.
A lot of you. 16-hour...
Maze is a talented format job.
Right. Olympic night. An event that goes beyond the usual limitations of Olympic activities.
Our Tigers take on the White Sox this afternoon in Florida in baseball action, while the Pistons are in Dixie doing battle with San Antonio, and the NCAA regional semifinals get underway tonight in Pontiac. Here's Michael. Hour 95, May's on a roll at 5:37.
He's on a roll.
On a roll.
Early in life, I was different when my parents told me I was born at night, carrying a microphone and wearing sunglasses, ready to party. Corey Hart off the power lines from KPR.
Slick. Oh, I don't know where to start.
This Thursday night at Crocs, 55th Street Bayside in Ocean City. Crocs. Rocks. More. From For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Also something from Huey Lewis coming up.
So let's say you're running your ideal radio station and you have both of these guys on your staff. What time of day do you put them on?
Here's the beauty.
Uh-huh.
Interchangeable. In the business, they're what you call bookend shows.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Really, all you do is just put them on and wait for the listeners to show up like rats in a trap.
Make sure they're up with this when the sun is up.
That's right.
You want them, you don't want them too late at night, too early, and you don't want the graveyard shift. You want them to be morning, well, let's say drive time.
Okay? Yeah, right, interchangeable.
Either one.
Hello,
right.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, buddies.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, adenoids rule, man.
Who rules?
Adenoids.
Adenoids. You know, I always heard kids that had their adenoids removed. I have my tonsils removed. Did you have your adenoids taken out?
Yeah, I did.
What the hell are adenoids?
They're
at
your throat.
They're right where the tonsils are, too?
And if they grow infected, they'll make you sick.
Adenoids.
Oh, I don't know. I had my tonsils taken out.
I had my tonsils
out.
Did you have your tonsils out when you were a little kid?
Yeah, well, old enough to remember it.
I mean, do they do that as much as anymore? They don't, right? We didn't need to have our tonsils taken out.
My butt was bleeding, too.
Oh, that's it was that particular physician.
That's not right.
That dastardly physician. All
back
right.
Back in the day, it was almost a rite of passage that at some point some doctor would look down your throat and say, well, time for those to go.
I had a book about it. I had a book that my folks got me about having your tonsils out and how you got all the ice cream you wanted at the end of the operation.
Sure.
That's what you're able to eat. And that's how they brainwashed 5-year-old kids into going in and getting their tonsils
that's
out.
That's exactly the carrot that was dangling
Remember
in
that?
Front of me as well. That's right.
Get all the ice cream you want.
The next day, as much as you want.
That was it.
Like, sure, go ahead. Pull them out with rusty pliers.
Go ahead and get in there in my throat and cut me. Do major surgery. But I get all the ice cream I can eat. And I'm the Pope.
As long as this opening segment has kind of been today about radio and our vision for beautiful radio.
That's right.
Yeah, which would be bringing the Maze and Bad Billy Warner to the same radio station.
Here's a question. A man who is on the absolute fringes of radio, our agent, is in town today.
Oh. Yes, I had the pleasure of lunching with him yesterday.
Yes.
What a pleasure. Is that? You know, can I tell you, this is a compliment to him.
Yeah.
When I left that lunch, I felt better than when I went into that lunch. I always feel so uplifted and so inspired and in so much better a mood than when I first sit down with him. It's like going to Dr. Phil. It's like having lunch with Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil Good.
You know, I don't know, Mike. Are you being facetious?
Facetious? Absolutely.
Now, Buzz also took a lunch with his chap today.
Uh-huh.
How did your lunch go?
The meat was a little dry.
So we're both uplifted, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
always.
That's a good thing.
Here's the game that we're going to play with our jackass agent.
Yes.
All right. He's finally, after over 25 years of representing us, he's finally in town.
Yeah, never happens.
He's finally here.
Right.
Do you think he's listening to the show right now?
No.
No.
That's three no's.
I'm a no as well.
Right. Exactly.
Going to find out.
Cool. Got to sell.
Cool.
He might have been like in the first 10 minutes.
He seemed in a hurry to get out of there, so I don't know what he's up to or where he went.
Of course, keep in mind, he's not here for any of us. He's here.
No, not really.
He's here for a wedding and a bar mitzvah.
He can write off as a business expense.
Is our agent listening?
It's a fun game.
He's in town. He's never in town. He's in Chicago. What? Hello, Elliot?
Hello?
Elliot?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Pardon me?
Are you listening?
Am I listening? Yes.
To what? Ah.
Pardon me?
What are you listening to, Elliot?
You know, I can't hear you that well. What's the question?
What's your favorite radio station?
WJFK.
Were you listening to us?
No.
Yeah!
We all
Bingo!
Why start now? And Elliot, true or false, you're in town for a wedding and a bar mitzvah.
False right now. I came in for a wedding last weekend. I stayed for you guys, and I've got a bar mitzvah next weekend.
Next week.
See how he does that?
Liar, liar. Trousers on fire.
How are you, Elliot?
Excellent, thanks.
Having a good time in the old East Coast?
Of course.
That's good.
All right, well, Elliot, this is Don. Hello.
I'd guess that. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know if I didn't know.
Is the TV on too loud?
What was that?
Did we catch you in the middle of something? Elliot, are you watching Spanked Revision?
What are you doing, Elliot?
I'm sitting checking email.
Oh, checking email. All right.
What are you wearing?
Something sexy for you, of course.
Okay.
You must root for the Yankees.
Our agent, Elliot, in the 3 days that you've been in town, have you actually, on the radio, listened to our show at all?
Yes. Heard a good part of the show yesterday.
Oh, very good. All right.
What'd you hear?
What did I hear?
Yes.
Don't answer a question with a question, please.
What did you enjoy about yesterday's show?
What did I enjoy about yesterday's
show? Don't answer a question with a question.
Mike recounting our lunch a little bit.
All right.
Okay. All right, Elliot.
Heard you calling Bart to see if he had left yet.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
He didn't leave until he
verified that, and he's got class today.
All right. You pass.
Okay. So you finally have heard the first 10 seconds of the show. How come you're not now, after 20-some years, running out and saying, "Oh, my God, this is the greatest radio show I've ever heard"? Because, of course, this is the first time you've really ever heard the show. True or false?
Believe it or not, that is not true.
What?
I mean, coming out of a radio. You never heard of coming out of a radio.
Oh, have I heard? No, I think I've heard you coming out of a radio. We got a little syndication deal.
Oh, you mean when we were on that 10-watt station in Chicago? Is that what you mean?
No, I think elsewhere, actually. I'm trying to think. I think maybe...
Another one of our failed cities, though. It would have to be one of our failed syndication cities.
I'm sorry, it would be what?
It would be one of our failed cities.
One of our sales cities?
Failed. F-A-I-L-E-D.
Oh, failed. No.
So you getting it done today, Elliot?
We have none of those. No, just in a lot of places.
You getting it done today?
Always.
All right.
Always.
Very good.
What about one of our Holy Land affiliates?
I heard about Packers and my people.
Ah, very good. Yes. Very good. Thank you for buying lunch yesterday.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope it sat okay.
Yeah, it was all right.
Elliot, you're a dynamo. I think anyone listening now can understand why you offer the utmost in client representation. You to me are like the Drew Rosenhaus of radio guys. You're slick, man.
Ever forward.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Would you be a love and hold on for just a moment?
Pardon me?
Would you be a love? I want to say something to you in private that I don't want everyone to hear.
Absolutely.
Hold, please.
What is that?
Why was there a child was like he was in a hotel lobby or something.
Checking his email.
I'm not quite sure. Either. Now, Don doesn't want anybody to hear this.
Elliot? Hey, what's happening?
No.
I can't do breakfast or lunch. Okay.
Or dinner.
All right, hold on. Hold. No, nothing. Nothing at all. Hold on a second, please.
You putting it back on?
Yeah.
That's painful. All right.
I don't want to meet with him. I got no business with him. Hey, okay, all right. We just had some personal business I had to handle with Elliot. There.
So, Elliot, you going to have breakfast or lunch with Don tomorrow?
Have a nice trip back, Elliot.
Yeah, safe trip home, Elliot.
Safe home.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What the hell is going on there?
I have no idea.
Why would I want to have breakfast or lunch or dinner with him? Didn't I fire his ass 4 months ago?
Just for fun, of course.
Lots of fun.
What a toad he is. Huh? Mm. What a supreme toad he is.
I disagree. I totally disagree.
Can you imagine the fights between him and Michael Hughes?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, it's like two pieces of limp spaghetti fighting each other.
No, the more or less they wrap around each other. And then slowly, like, just they just sink into the boiling water.
Real snake-like.
Very artful, the way I described that. I almost did theater of the mind like BBW.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Ah, there you go. Hi. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Well, I was just wondering if you guys ever heard of Hacksaw on the West Coast.
Hacksaw.
Or as they call him, the butter knife. Yeah, Hacksaw.
Hacksaw. Oh, and, now, what is he?
I want to hear you at
Rancho
Sega
Barbecue. Slow down. You said it's Hacksaw, but they call him the butter knife.
What's up with that?
That confuses me.
No, you know, it's just another Rome-ism.
What do you mean, like Rome calls what? Please explain.
Well, Hacksaw was the guy down in San Diego.
Let's not talk. Are we bringing Jim Rome-isms into the show as if they're real? Is that
no.
What you're doing?
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Well, what, are you talking about another disc jockey?
Well, I was just talking about Hacksaw and how...
Who the hell is Hacksaw?
You never heard of Hacksaw?
No.
Now, hold on. Are you talking about the football player that played for the Rams?
Hacksaw Reynolds?
No. There was a guy, Hacksaw Hamilton.
He's
based out of San Diego.
Yeah.
And he loves doing the call-out to different parts of
California. Is he a disc jockey? Is he a disc jockey?
Yes, he is.
Is he a bad disc jockey?
Yes, he is.
And who is Butter Knife?
Butter knife is what Rome calls Hacksaw.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
Now there's the problem.
You know what I call you? Useless. You stink.
We don't want to talk about another show on this show.
You stink.
You stink.
Get out of here.
What movie is that from?
That's not from any movie, Mike.
No, yes, it is. That is from Officer and a Gentleman when he is holding up the toy plane in front of Maverick, and he says, "Crash and burn, Maverick," because he doesn't think that he gets the date with, God damn it, what's the actress's name?
Kelly Preston?
Kelly McGillis.
Yes,
he doesn't
think
he gets the date with Kelly McGillis. And then Tom Cruise walks over to the actor that's playing this guy, and he goes, "Hey, whatever his name is," they all have like Ice, you know, Iceman.
Yeah, right.
And he walks over, "Hey, Iceman." It's not Iceman, but it's another guy.
Mm-hmm.
"You stink." And then he walks away, and the guy's gets this weird look on his face, and then he smells his pits.
Oh, but that's not the origin of "you stink."
No, it was the only "you stink" from the movies that I could remember.
It's an old man thing.
You stink.
You stink.
You stink.
God damn, you stink.
It stinks.
Stinks in here.
Like stale French fries.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
And he laughs.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, you were talking about tonsils earlier. They do take tonsils out now, and they took adenoids out too. So
do they do it as much as they did when I was a kid in the 1960s?
I think so. Yeah, because my three daughters just had them out last week.
All right. Well, I mean, I've had two daughters, and they haven't had their tonsils out.
What sort of frontier doctor are you going to? They only take tonsils out now if it's a. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
He's a crazy person. What can you say? Right. But anyway, they're all sick, and they stick for a week.
Don't you love that when he just goes, "He's a crazy"? I'd love to have a legitimate answer. They don't do it anymore, right?
I actually asked my kid's pediatrician about it. They only do it if you have recurring infected tonsils.
Right. Okay.
If it's just one time, they cure it with, you know, antibiotics. But in the old days, one-time infection, they would yank them. I still have mine.
Okay.
So it happened, like, between your childhood mm-hmm. and mine.
I still have mine, too, but see, them girls have...
You should have yours out.
All the time.
If Rob didn't have his tonsils, he would sound like Billy Warner. Bad Billy Warner. Bad Billy Warner.
Before I had my adenoids out, I sounded like Paul Scofield.
All right, bye.
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 Bye! I'm sorry. I just went soft.
Did you just lose total interest in the show?
Yeah.
For just a minute there, when they were having that dialogue, you completely lost interest.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't mind most times when Rob helps to pile on, but sometimes early in a show,
yes,
when he wants to jump in and fight with a guy,
right?
It's almost like it's too early in the show.
You want that to come later when we might need the help more, right?
Yeah, later.
Not when we're just out of the, you know, out of the locker room with our pads. We haven't even gotten our uniforms dirty yet.
Not in the first quarter.
He was still a dick, though.
I know, but you just...
He needed it.
You need to just learn how to just sit there and yell from the back of the room. Not come running up to the microphone.
Is that the same reason you didn't turn his microphone on earlier when we were when I was asking him something?
What do you want to do? I'm sure get into an in-depth discussion about adenoids.
The adenoid discussion. It's too early, right? Too early for that.
Well, here's why, Mike. There's a real easy answer to the question. Ever had them out? Yes. Have you had yours out? Yes. Rob, have you had yours out?
No comment.
Well, when I was about, I had my adenoids and my tons. I don't have either out now. Both of my children were hey, this guy's a dick.
He was a dick.
He was a dick.
Ask me if I've had mine out.
Have you had yours out?
I don't know.
How about you, Buzz?
No, I still have mine.
And they're big.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, you just made a reference to Officer and the Gentleman, and then you described a scene from Top Gun.
Oh, you're right. You know, I don't like nitpicking, but you're absolutely right. And it was not Officer and Gentleman. It was Top Gun. Both of them, both of them fighting jets, right? Mm-hmm. So do I get a free pass at least on that?
I forgive you.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
That was a good nitpick. That was a nitpick that needed to be picked.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hey, hi, Don and Mike.
I remember that movie Tom Cruise, Patton, when Tom Cruise was in Patton.
Hello.
Sounds vigorous. Huh? Vigorous.
What vigorous? Hello.
That agent of yours sounds vigorous. Boy, I want him representing me.
Is he vigorous?
Get in line.
He's not vigorous.
Doesn't he sound like a useless wash rag?
Well, I figure I'm not working in radio, so I might as well not change that. I want his number.
Yeah. That's funny. Touche, my friend. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
No, it was actually an officer and a gun.
Well, now, what the hell is that?
What is that about?
What is that? Is that an attempt to be funny?
No.
You seem to be laughing at yourself.
See how you combine the titles there?
Well, that's something like the Maze would do. That's not funny.
Hello? Oh, Mike, he done run away.
And it's not fun to make fun after a nitpick.
He stinks.
He stinks like yesterday's French fries.
He stinks.
Like stale French fries.
He stinks. So, tell us about your adenoids.
They were great.
Okay, thank you. That's the right answer.
Hey, you know who I'm dressing up as for Halloween?
Who's that?
I'm dressing up as the dog, the bounty hunter's wife.
It just popped into my brain.
Okay.
Why?
Because I felt like it.
Why?
Because it's been too many years since I've dressed like a woman.
Why?
And I get to wear pants as this woman.
Why?
Because I love wearing wigs.
Why?
And I love wearing lipstick.
Why?
These are not the questions. You don't want to ask why.
Why do you favor rape?
That's as far as I go.
Why men's rooms?
Well, because that's where you slip into your costume when you're wearing... Larry, I was trying to answer, but you said why.
Why?
Well, why do you say why?
Why?
Because my hair grows.
What the bleep happened here?
Oh, sick. Sick.
Your agent grows?
Have a nice afternoon, Elliot. You calling again?
Of course.
Why not?
See if that lobby's any quieter.
Block the number this time.
He's by the pool, by the indoor pool.
Right.
Come on, what if I was Roger Ebert calling you with a pencil in my mouth, dialing the phone with a pencil, an old rotary dial phone?
Hi, please leave me a message.
Oh, see.
Bye-bye.
At the tone, please record your message. All right, when you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
You stink. There you go.
Have a nice piece of chocolate cake this evening.
Let him chew on that, huh?
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
Yeah, right.
Always been proud of Charlie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Mike, what have we here?
Well, what have we here?
Look at that. It's my thing.
Wake up, fool.
All right, got to hit a break so we can have more fun. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Charlie.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Like, they're making me play this because it's timely.
Veritek pops it up. Casey Blake. Cleveland leads 2-1.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Thank you, Charlie.
Mike, I want to say something to you. Don't hit the panic button yet.
Well, I'm not, but I do have one thing to say. I have one thing that I'd like to say to the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, sir.
About tonight's game. And maybe I could say it best.
No Japanese pitchers, please.
I could say it best in song.
Only round eyes throwing the ball tonight for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, not if you count Hideki Okajima. That's the reliever who's done great. He's not like Matsuzaka. Ah. He's done very well. But this is for the whole team.
Okay.
You gotta have heart. God.
That's all. Wow. That should help.
Homo.
Well, you know, that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. This is the first real adversity they faced in the postseason, and they gotta, you know, get her done. They gotta get her done. I feel weird. I don't want to come out here and say, because if I say, oh boy, it's disaster time or whatever, then everybody will give me a hard time if they come back, and I think they've got a very good chance of coming back. But I just feel weird. I felt weird in the first game that they won so handily. I felt as though people were expecting it, and it was kind of like not the sizzle of being the perennial underdogs, which Red Sox have been forever. It's a different spot. We're kind of at the top of the mountain now, and everybody's trying to knock us off.
Look at your eyes when you were saying that, when you were just saying that about
answers. Yes, Johnny.
Being very expressive.
Yes.
No. Yeah, the bug baby eyes.
The bug baby eyes?
What was this thing? Bush baby eyes. Uh-huh.
Well, you mean that look?
Yeah. That look where he got the real big, like, who's the guy in the NFL? Is it Rashe Caldwell?
Yeah.
Used to be with the Patriots.
Yep.
Now he's with the Redskins.
Right.
Always looking like someone is holding his
like
eyes.
Like the eyes in Barbara Bush had the, right. those
You look
big
like
eyes.
One of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
You are sick.
Bush babies. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You have, over the years, you did this in 2004, you have analyzed my psychological profile when it comes to rooting for the Boston Red Sox, and you will probably, unlike a lot of other people, you will understand this. And you'll understand it because I've talked about it so much, and Red Sox fans will understand this. Mm-hmm. Last night, as they were kind of getting their ass kicked through most of the game, I found myself becoming more interested. Do you understand the psyche of that blowing them out on the first game the other night, which was what night was that, Friday or Saturday night?
Yeah,
I think it was Friday night where they had the convincing victory. I was watching it, but they were going to win it handily. And now that they started getting their ass kicked a couple of times. Last night, I was just riveted to it. Tonight, I will just be all over it. And
what if they get their ass kicked tonight?
Probably even more so. I'll be, you know, watching the next game. But that's it's going to be very difficult if they lose tonight. It's going to be very, very difficult. But this is also the team that was down 3-0, so nothing's impossible in baseball. But I think that it'll be tonight is going to be a very interesting game, and I think they're relying on one pitcher, but I also think the team's got to show a little chutzpah. Chutzpah. But I'm more into it now than I have been in all the postseason because it's been so kind of a walk in the park, and now we've got some adversity. It's getting more exciting for me. But I'm worried about even if they beat Cleveland, I'm worried about that Colorado team. That seems to be a juggernaut, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
So you're not panicking. I think somewhere in there you are panicking because you just gave a pretty good little...
You think I was rambling a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
You think I was rambling?
A little bit, because I think inside...
Think it was a nervous ramble?
Yes, because I think inside you probably have that upside-down taste in your mouth.
Well, you should know that I was in a really crappy mood yesterday going into this morning. I exercised. I actually felt like crap. I was just depressed, sitting at the computer reading the Boston Globe and going, yuck. Because all of a sudden, things seem to have turned in a very bad way. But no, I'm not panicking yet, but I am very nervous.
All right, I'm going to predict the next stage. Would you be a love, seriously, and leave the room for a minute? Because I'm going to predict that, not as a joke, like to say something about you.
You're gonna be, when you say next stage, you mean tomorrow after the game tonight?
Yes.
If the game doesn't get rained out tonight.
Yes.
Do you have any information on that, whether the game's going to get rained out?
I'll check.
They were talking about that last night. You want me to leave the room?
Just for a second.
What are you going to talk about,
Charlie? Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. Leave it. I'm going to give my instant analysis of this.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
He's moving kind of slow, like Uncle Joe at the junction. Take him outside.
Mike's love for the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, he can hear the monitor out there. He's got the door open.
The door is like a jar.
All right, thank you. Now, very seriously, Buzz, no goof here.
All right.
Come on. Come on. Come on, you two queers.
Rob pushing Mike
going outside,
out the front door.
Like two queer steers.
Now he's outdoors. He's out of the building.
I just wanted to get him out. No, I'll tell you the next phase.
What?
Mark my words, go to Las Vegas and bid on it.
Okay.
Pure, unadulterated anger.
Oh, yeah.
That is the next stage.
With another loss, you mean?
There'll be another loss and then anger?
Yes. Mm. Whenever the next loss comes, whether it's here, whether it's in Colorado.
Someone has just invaded the newsroom. It's Mike. He's back in the building. Who let him in?
Pure rage.
Bear let me in.
Bear let
him in. I didn't hear anything, though.
I'm telling you, PR. Pure rage.
Right, the PR.
Because right now he's keeping it all inside, and he's giving.
He's just about done. I think he's giving abbreviations.
Come on in here.
You can come back now. Yeah, he's done.
Now he's wandering.
Now he's just digging around in Buzz's office.
Yeah, please help yourself. It's the new copy of Esquire.
God, it's clean in here.
Isn't it nice?
He's way too calm. I guarantee. Because what's going to happen is he's going to come in, and it's going to be the pressure's going to explode.
Wait till he sobers up.
It's bottled up.
I'm telling you. Right now he wants to scream. But he's trying to be cool because he thinks they still might win it.
Right.
There you go.
I heard that. And I'm not happy.
I like Paula.
I'm not happy.
He's not happy.
I heard that.
What would you rather that I was really like goofing on you when you're outside? I was really giving my bet as to what the next Red Sox mood swing
would
be.
All right.
I just want to say I'm predicting this. I am predicting this Mike O'Mara. Emotional.
Do you think I'm too relaxed? Is that what you're saying, that I'm too...
May cause dry mouth, mood swings, and nighttime kookiness. Okay.
Do you think I'm too collected? Is that what it is? Do you miss the angst of 2004?
Mike, I don't miss any of this. I am just commenting on you and your mental health, and I believe that my prediction, you can go... This is my guaranteed Super Bowl lock. Go to your bookie right now, because you're going to see this from Mike tomorrow on the show.
Okay, very good. We're ready for it.
Tomorrow on the show.
But boy, I wish I knew what you were predicting.
Timing permitting, of course.
I wish I knew what you were predicting.
And you know what else, really? On any given day, 50-50 shot anyway.
Really?
Having a meltdown? That's what you're talking about, right? You're right about that. You couldn't be more correct about that.
PR.
Hi, Elliot. How are you? Yeah. No, we'll see what happens.
I didn't even mention that.
No.
I was just talking about...
No, but that was based on any given day, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Meltdown.
Yes, there's
sure.
A 50-50 chance you come here and lose it anyway.
Hanging by a thread.
That's what I'm saying.
Hanging by a thread.
This is like Hiroshima.
You know, can I say this?
We're just waiting for the A-bomb.
I don't know what you predicted, but my apologies to Carla for the mood that I was in all night last night because of the Red Sox.
I'm not happy.
because of the Red Sox and because of traffic. That was the mood I was in now all night.
Now, Rob, please stand up with that question.
Did you hit her?
No.
Mike's into the mouthful of water. By the way, the weather looks good tonight. Looks like the game is on.
I was kind of hoping for a rainout.
I know.
Why were you hoping for a rainout?
So Josh Beckett could go tomorrow night. That's what I was hoping for. So their number one starter could go with the right amount of rest.
Only a 20% chance.
Look, I know what's going to happen.
Or less.
I'm feeling futile. I'm trying to appear all cool and collected, but I'm feeling nervous with just a tinge of dread. Just a little bit. I'm not giving up, though. Hello, you never give up. You don't never say die.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Sucks thing.
Hello?
I fear for your girlfriend's safety.
No. I got that out of my system last night. And at least I'll get home in time to see the game. You know, they start these games at 7 o'clock, and it's frustrating, you know, because I want to see them. I don't like hearing them.
Can I tell you something about Major League Baseball that is just so minor league that you would have these important games on? Mm-hmm. And last night was a game that was on against a crappy Monday night game.
Yeah.
The Monday night football game. They started way too early.
Of course they do.
And who the frig cares about the West Coast games coming on at 10:30
right
on TBS?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They might as well just say the game's going to be on sometime in the middle of the night on one of these 300 channels.
Ought to be 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every other night. That's the way they ought to do it.
American League, National League. American League, National League.
I agree with you.
Hello, Don
and TBS, show. Give me a break.
Hello. Hi, what's up? Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hello, Johnny.
There you go. Hi, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I'm longtime Red Sox fan, guys. I love the show, but I understand completely. I had plans for tonight originally, but all plans to stop now.
What do you mean? If you were a Red Sox fan, wouldn't you have planned to watch the game tonight anyway?
Oh, I originally had plans to go with some friends of mine. I live in Las Vegas. To go to a casino to watch it, but now I'm going to be staying home and just glued to it.
I did this. I can relate to exactly what he's saying.
Why
in fact, I told people last night that I was going to go out to my joint and watch it, and I'm probably going to stay home and watch it because I want it to be kind of a personal thing.
It's A-N-G-E-R-I-S-S-U-E-S. You don't want to tear your. You don't want to tear up the place.
I'm not going to tear up my place.
Oh, it's insured.
I was in there. I was in my joint in 2003 when Aaron Boone hit the walk-off home run.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I mean, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I don't know. I don't know, Don.
I do have a lot of.
I really don't know. It's just sad. It's a bummer.
What is it?
It's
come on.
It's too early.
I know it's too early. It's just, you know.
That's
right. Right. Listen. I'm bummed out with.
I knew this was.
I'm bummed
there.
Out with. Mm-hmm. with you know, the last two games. I wish they'd been a little bit more competitive. You know, I could even live with the...
Because the Boston Red Sox, really, and I speak now to all you Red Sox fans, they haven't done enough for you.
Well, wait. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. The Packers go to the NFC Championship game,
Mike,
and they lose. You're not going to be doing cartwheels, right?
Here's the deal.
What?
As I said to you and all of your other Red Soxites, whatever they wanted, good for you. You got it out of your system. Yeah, shut the frig up. Now.
Yeah, but we didn't. We didn't. Obviously.
You hold on. You no. no. Oh, you mean you didn't get it out of your system?
No.
I thought you were going to say you didn't win it. No,
you
guys did win it.
We didn't get it out of the system. I didn't know. You know what? When they did that documentary called Reverse of the Curse, it was called The Curse of the Bambino. And then because the Red Sox won in 2004, they called it Reverse of the Curse. Uh-huh. And when they asked people, what are you going to do when they win? Nobody to a man had an answer for what. And the bottom line was what it is now is Red Sox fans. We want to win more, and I think that's what it's all about. You want to win more.
Tough beans, you know.
Well, like if your Packers won the Super Bowl in 2007, you'd want them to win it in 2008.
You know, not really. The Packers, hold on. The Packers have won plenty of Super Bowls.
Yes, but
past.
You would like to see them win another one.
Sure, I would.
With passion. You would be very angry if they didn't.
Sure, I would, but I don't feel angst towards them for as many years as you did towards your team.
Different.
It's not such a big deal to me, seriously.
Right.
If they make the playoffs, if they make the Super Bowl, hey, they're the goddamn Green Bay Packers.
They'll still be. They'll always
It's going to take an awful long time to screw up what's already been done. So I'm secure.
All right. So, the fans of the Red Sox compete with the fans of the New York Yankees. And when you look at their history, there's a lot to go.
You're becoming just like them. Red Sox fans are just like Yankees.
You would have said that no matter what I would have said.
We didn't win enough. Hey, we're from New York. We expect to win every year from New York.
That's not true. I don't expect the Red Sox to win every year. But I'm very...
Just this year.
No, I don't expect anything. Now, what are you twisting this around? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to upset me? Are you trying to make me have a meltdown?
No.
No.
Is that what you're doing? Because it's working. Whatever you're doing, it's working.
I'm not, Charlie.
Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Whatever you're saying, Charlie, you're doing it. You're twisting my words around, trying to make it ugly. And it's not going to be ugly. No, it's the same. It's not the same as 2004, but it's it's the same angst you feel as kind of a Red Sox fan, same negativity you feel as a Red Sox fan.
Hold
That's
on.
What the Yankees
I've got
don't
it for
do.
You.
We have that negative, negative, negative. No. Red Sox fans are negative, negative, negative.
The Red Sox are the 40-year-old virgin, okay? He finally got his cherry popped. Now you don't want to hear the guy walking around screaming all over again. I'm a virgin. I was a virgin.
Well, what am I screaming about? Sex. I'm a fan. What's wrong with being a fan?
I'm talking about Red Sox fans.
You can't relate to being a Red Sox fan because you're not a Red Sox fan. It's the same as any other great sports fan. You want to see your team win. If your team doesn't win, your team doesn't win. That's it. Is it as bad if they lose this year as it would have been in 2004? No.
Hey, Mike.
It won't bother me nearly as much as if they had lost in 2004 because we have won a world championship in my lifetime. I've seen it. So from that standpoint, it's cool. Now, from the standpoint of just being a fan, I'd love to see him win. Other than that, that's it. I'm a normal fan. What are you smirking at?
I'm just dicking with you.
What are you smirking at?
Because I'm just dicking with you.
Because you know it's important to me.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's why I'm dicking with
you. It's my number one spectator sport. It's what I do. I was telling somebody the other night, I can't even begin to estimate how many games I watch in their entirety.
I knew that this was inside.
What was inside? What am I doing?
All of this is pouring out of you now. What we got 10 minutes ago was this.
The angst, the frustration.
Was a very.
What, was I too cool and collected?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I still am. I still am.
No, you're
friend.
Not front runner.
Yes, I am still. Are we the front runner? Or would you say maybe Colorado is now?
Oh, please. The Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, the Colorado 21 of 22 please. Games. 21 of 22
you know what,
games?
You know what? That's like
Bill. That's an amazing. It's unprecedented.
Please. That's like Bill Belichick saying, gosh, we sure are afraid of the Cleveland Browns this week. Please, anybody out there that would take.
Do you think the Red Sox are the front runner now with Cleveland up 2-1?
Sure. Why not? They're the biggest team out there.
Do you
there.
Really believe that? Or are you just saying that because you'd like the Red Sox to still be the front runner?
I don't care if the Red Sox are the front runner.
Yes,
I'm
for
telling
the purpose
you,
of this argument, you care desperately.
Right now, yeah, and that's part of the reason that all of your angst is really like Yankee angst. Come on.
It is not like Yankee angst.
You guys are the biggest.
It is not like Yankee angst.
You are the biggest team out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox are the four teams that are left.
Biggest payroll, you're right.
Are the biggest, most popular team out there.
Mm-hmm.
So just shut your pie holes and just let your guys roll on. Because they're going to roll on. And then when they don't
What do you
roll
think,
on,
honestly? Do you think that they're going to win the ALCS?
I don't know.
What do you think? Don't say, I don't care. What do you think? I'm asking you what you think. You're a sports fan. Just like you asked me if what I think about a Packers game, I can answer that question. Ask me if I think the Packers are going to win this weekend.
Well, you don't even know who they play.
Tell me who they play.
They don't play anybody. They have a bye
week.
They have a bye week this week.
You know what I can say about that bye?
What?
I don't care.
Okay. And I'm fine with that.
I do care. I was happy for your Packers the other day.
And
I know you're
for
happy
you.
For my Red Sox.
I just wanted to draw this out of you. And it was very easy to get what was really inside of you out. And now that it's
What is your theory on what's really inside of me? What do you think? Do you think I'm as uptight as I was in 2004?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, I do. On some level, you are.
Yeah, maybe on some level, you're right. Yeah. But not nearly the same deal. I mean, that was calls to family all over the country calling people, and that was just to do it. That was getting over the hump. Now that we're over the hump, it's not that big a
deal. No, wait till they get back there. You'll get back there.
To the World Series?
If they win the World Series, you'll be drunk. You'll be crying all of those same people again. You'll be doing that whole big, we did it again.
Yeah.
We did it again.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Of course you will.
Now that I think about it, you're right. I might be conditioning myself for... You know, the eventual defeat.
Of course.
But it's fun. I go to spring training, okay? I go to games.
I pay attention to the Red Sox in February. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is, I love it when I say, okay, I go in February. Okay. Okay. Like, this is as far as a spectator sport, my year
this
ends.
This is my deal here, Wade.
This is my deal, and it ends with the, you know, and then it'll begin next spring training again. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because there's so many of you now.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what, and you know why I don't like that? Because there are many more who are not part of that party. Believe me, we're not. I go down to the spring training games when I used to walk in and you could sit anywhere you'd like. I remember that. All right. Now it's like this big deal. You know, when they talk about America's team and all that, that I don't dig that as much either.
Who calls
and that's
them
because
America's
they won.
Team?
There was an article where they were saying because now, I think it was USA Today had an article about the fact that the Red Sox now draw better on the road than any other baseball team. And, you know, it's very, they're very popular in other cities where they don't have their fan base. So it's, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
You know, it's like almost like you're being you're almost a Dallas Cowboys fan now. That's what I almost think now. When I see people in Red Sox gear, I almost think, oh, just like effing Cowboys fans. Same thing.
I'm not prepared to give you a really big argument about
and
that.
And I'm not, Mike, I swear to God, I'm not talking
and
about
And for you. Red Sox fans that have been there.
I'm not talking about the diehards.
Yeah. I mean, there are the diehards.
You are a mental case diehard, and you have been before it was fashionable to be one.
You know, show 10 years of, you know, not making the postseason, and you'll see those people that are, you know, hangers on, they'll go away.
Right.
They will go away.
That's why internally you should be
I'll rooting. Be blowing spit bubbles whether they win, lose, draw. I'll be following them every year.
Rooting for failure. But so you thin the herd.
Yeah, get rid of those.
So you get rid of every goddamn Katie Couric out there that wants to sit in the box with her boyfriend that owns the team.
All right, that'll be my plan next year.
And no,
I'll start doing that next year.
No Japanese players.
Yeah. But see, I'm torn. The starting pitcher is a total bust and a total flop, but the reliever who came over from Japan has been a real winner.
It's very simple, Mike. Made in North America.
You can't do that. Got to keep up with the Joneses. Got to make sure you stay. The league has changed on.
You can go south of the border. You can go north of the border.
Yep.
You can go all the way to Cuba, my friend.
Well, technically, we are going north of the border. We're just going north and over.
Maybe the problem is, do you think the coach ever gets those two players mixed up?
Jesus, sit down. God, there it is.
Oh, you know what?
What makes a Nazi?
The note.
How does he get that way?
That's going to be your nickname, Note.
As long as you just stepped up with that.
I'm calling you Note now.
I know what we'll do next. We'll do my best buddy, Rob Spiewak's Tradio.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Yep. We have found an item that is up for sale in the world, and it is something I believe that Rob would like to buy. I would like to learn more about.
Sure. Rob's going to bid on with confidence?
Yes.
It's not even an eBay thing, right? It's just some guy selling it?
No, this is on the open world market.
Gotcha.
The world market.
All right, Robbie's Tradio.
Go Red Sox.
Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is where my dad hides out. You got to see this one thing. My dad would kill me if he knew I was in here.
Did you steal his keys?
No. One of my clients is a locksmith, and he was short on cash one night, so I let him pay me in trade. Turn it over.
Oh, my God.
It's like official state China of the Third Reich. There's a whole subculture of people who collect this Nazi stuff. But my dad just has this one thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'd be for our man, Robbie.
Yes, sir!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That is great.
Hey, that's great.
Hey. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
I did have that a little bit high.
Wake up, fool!
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
Oh, that's that guy Larry Craig, right? Sure you do.
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
No, you don't.
Right.
You can't make fun of everybody because some people don't deserve it.
Come on, Imus.
Mommy boobies.
Mike, I'm just talking like a baby now.
Peyote button.
Sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's up with your Nazi buddy, Robbie?
It won't pick up his Nazi phone.
All right, what's the crap that Rob wants? And does he want it?
Yes. We may wait until tomorrow or later in the show.
All right, okay. Well, you know, they're not really reliable. That's why they lost.
Hey.
Hey.
They're efficient. I think it has to do with the fact that he's 92.
All right, here it is.
Oh, he's 92.
Veteran puts Hitler's globe up for sale.
Hitler's globe?
Yeah.
Right, his globe.
Found it in the wreckage of the bunker.
Really?
Yeah.
So an American veteran, the guy that was cleaning up, mopping up after Berlin? So
what makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
So technically he's one of yours, but he has my globe.
And when he's not picking up his phone?
He's not. I spoke to his son Barry earlier, and he said he'd be home. I hope nothing's happened.
All right, we'll give him a try.
We'll stay on it.
We'll move on. Rob Spivak's Tradio.
Hitler's Globe.
To be rescheduled.
It's not too early to start shopping for Christmas.
And do they know it's really Hitler's Globe?
It is the most thoroughly documented piece of Hitler memorabilia in the history of the industry.
How do we know that?
It says it in the paper.
Well, you can't believe everything you read.
He has pictures of him holding it
in the
bunker.
Go get the guy on the phone. It's like you're selling an item that we don't have here.
Well, you're not going to be able to bid it. What's it going to be? Hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike. What's up?
Do you know who I am?
Oh, no. Oh, it's Fred Rogers, soundboard guy.
Hello, Fred.
What? Who is that?
Hello, Clarice.
Oh, it's Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, Silence of the Lambs guy.
Is this Clarice?
Yes, this is Clarice. How are you, Hannibal?
Okie dokie.
I'm hungry.
They were slaughtering the spring lambs.
Yes, slaughtering the spring lambs, but we're really in the mood for a snack. Do you know if anyone's making anything?
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
There it is.
Tomato popcorn. Hey, what about that bitch that you live with, Fred?
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, we didn't get the slurping sound, though, Fred.
How about Lady Elaine? Slurp at Lady Elaine.
Ah, he had the slurp. Good for him.
There it is.
Very good.
Yeah, we're... Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma. What about Lady Elaine?
Lady Elaine.
Yes, now slurp her.
There it is. There it is.
He kind of had it.
Understand Lady Elaine is a little bit hungry, Fred.
I'm afraid I have bad news for you.
What's that?
What?
Did you breastfeed her?
Hannibal.
He made us laugh.
Yes, he did. That's good.
Lady Elaine.
Yeah, there she is, that whore. You know, whenever you mention her, I get so hungry, Fred.
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn. Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
Oh, in the Bible.
Wow.
That's very good. Does Hannibal like popcorn?
Yes.
Really? What else does Hannibal like? Kind of hard to understand Hannibal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this Clarice?
Where's Fred?
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
Joe Negri.
Joe Negri?
Yeah.
Who's Joe Negri?
Well, certainly.
No. Who is Joe Negri, without sounding like the punchline to one of Rob's jokes?
Hey. Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay,
all right.
Well.
Bye!
Bye-bye.
Another C+.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sorry. Hello, this is Red, and I've seen the globe that you are talking about, and I'm Oktoberfest judge.
All right, hold on a second. It's us you're speaking with, and you've seen the Hitler globe that Rob wants to buy?
I actually have seen it during judging of the Oktoberfest.
Oh, get out of here. All right.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
That was a fake German, Mike.
No.
It's actually one of the most documented pieces of memorabilia in the history.
What, Buzz?
In the industry. There's a whole industry.
Oh, yeah.
As Rob pointed out.
Of this S.
Right.
Right.
Rob?
Yes.
If you were to go to, I'm sure you know this.
Okay.
eBay. You live on eBay.
I love it.
If you were to type in either Hitler or vintage Hitler, does his stuff show up on eBay?
rarely, there's not a lot of it to be had. The best thing to search is Nazi and vintage Nazi. That's when you get, like, the stamps, the coins, and the cutlery.
Right.
Plates. God. Helmets.
I think you just, like, talk seriously. You silly ass. You're just, now it's become matter of fact for you. Well, what you do is, here's what you do.
If it has,
you realize what's coming. You ever just realize what's coming out of your mouth?
If someone pays money for it, Mike, it has an intrinsic value.
And what would the difference be between just typing in N-A-Z-I
right.
and vintage N-A-Z-I?
You have to think like the eBayer thinks. And they're going to tack that word vintage on uh-huh. because they're going to make you say, it's going to say, this is old Nazi stuff.
As opposed to the new stuff.
Yeah, what the new stuff.
Well, the new stuff would be like that dagger that you that was still manufactured.
True.
Which disturbs me
made
even
in
more.
China. Yeah.
Yeah.
Made
which
in China.
Just, that disturbs me even more like than the old stuff.
Perhaps the vintage stuff is not found in the southern part of these United States.
And the old stuff, you know, really that was like found in the war.
Right.
You know, that's
a lot of it was sent back by American soldiers as, you know, memorabilia.
Souvenirs.
For themselves.
Really?
Yeah. My grandfather had a Luger for a while.
My father had, I played with a Japanese rifle when I was a kid. I mean, he took the bullets out, obviously.
Oh,
but
well,
I remember
good.
Saying there were. I remember playing in my backyard as a kid, seriously, and having little squigglies on this wooden gun
mm-hmm.
that I didn't even process whether it was a toy or a real gun, but I used it to play Army, and I said, what are these squigglies? Only when I got old enough, I said, oh, that's Japanese writing, and a lot of the American servicemen took the weapons off of dead Japanese soldiers
right.
because they had they were better rifles.
And if you didn't
they didn't jam as often.
If you didn't take a gun, you took a globe.
A globe from Hitler.
A Hitler's globe.
And now it's for sale.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike show. But he's not answering his phone.
He's not.
He's
Hello.
Sleeping.
Don and Mike, I wanted to tell you how your agent sounded like Fred Rogers earlier. I couldn't remember Fred Rogers until Fred Rogers called. But,
that's pretty good. Pretty good. You know, you could put those two next to each other.
Sure, and it'd be the same person.
Yeah.
The Elliot Ephraim soundboard. Mm-hmm. You'd probably have a better talk with that.
Well, they travel together, known as the Vigorous Brothers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I just I had read that they're estimating that globe is going to go for between $15,000 and $20,000 is the likely winning bid.
That's what I heard.
Now, Rob, is that a fair price to you, or?
I think that's about right.
$15,000 and $20,000. Do you think it will go into a museum, or will it go into a private collector,
or someone like you who just open it up and play with it?
Spin
on
it
my
around.
Mantle, spin it, uh-huh. spin it, and see where it lands. I would be willing to bet it lands in the hands of a private collector.
a very strange private collector.
Perhaps a friend of mine.
All right.
God, sit down.
Goodbye.
Jesus
Let's
Christ.
Talk gay for a second, because I love talking gay.
Very good, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Wow, what have we here?
What we have is from Out Magazine Boy.
Oh, Out Magazine. I love that magazine. I used to subscribe.
Someone subscribed for you.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. One of those fake subscriptions. You never canceled it, though.
I said, no one has to know that, though, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Kiss me, Dad.
Yes. After we eat this chocolate cake, I've made my own chocolate cake, Charlie.
Eat it off me, Dad. Eat it off me for 21.
Ah, when I pour the milk in the belly button, Charlie.
Out Magazine asked its readers, male and female, equal opportunity, mm-hmm. your sexiest superheroes. But as they're portrayed in the movies, like that is their drawn, okay?
So these are the movie superheroes.
Yes, that Out Magazine finds the sexiest.
All right.
Number 5, Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
All right, that's a good number 5.
Dreamy.
Everybody remembers that upside down kiss?
Oh, sure.
Number 4, I think it's his name, Hugh Jack. Man.
Wolverine?
Yes.
Who could forget Wolverine, Charlie?
Number 3 is Christian Bale, the Dark Batman.
Oh, yes, Charlie.
Number 2, I thought this would be number 1. Number 2 is Christopher Reeve.
Yes, Superman.
Superman, pretty boy.
Yes, I watched him on my television in the den.
Number 1 is, of course, George Clooney, when George Clooney was Batman.
So that's who, let me see if I understand this, there are two Batmans, Charlie.
There are many Batmans.
Sure. On the list, there are many Batmans?
Oh, no, on the list. Let me break. No, hold on. There is one.
Is there the Michael Keaton Batman?
No, but Val Kilmer is the number 10 all-time superhero and
Val
Batman.
Val Kilmer, Charlie.
Val Kilmer. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
What about Adam West?
Oh, we don't need him. I'm just thinking of Val Kilmer in that lovely cowl.
How about for women? For the chickies, number five is Linda Carter as Wonder Woman, boy.
Yes, Linda Carter. Wonderful with her red, white, and blue, Charlie.
Number four, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Halle Berry's on the list.
She is at number three as Catwoman.
Ooh, yes. Yes, kitty cat, kitty cat.
Number two is Jessica Alba as Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four.
Pootinky.
At Lesbo City.
Don't care for that, Charlie.
Number one is Angelina Jolie as Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Ah, yes, Lara Croft. L-A-R-A, Lara. Lara Croft.
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
Get back to your teaching, Charlie.
Dad, I'm being fed the answers on 21. Now I want you to feed me some cake.
Could you bring that very cute little John Turturro over to the house, Charlie? Herbert Stemple.
Dad, the answer is yes to whatever your question is.
Well, what have we here?
Two educated Harvard men having a piece of cake together.
Yes, Charlie.
Expressing their love for each other.
Just a couple of old queens. Oh, God, that's a strange little... We've taken a wonderful movie and look what we've done to it.
It's so nerve-wracking, kissing your son while you're having cake.
Turn it off. Turn the damn thing off. It's just too nerve-wracking.
Nerve.
I'll settle you down,
Paul. Nobody wants a Charlie in the box. It's hard to sleep in the city alone, Charlie.
Let me just try your Nazi gun.
Want a cuddle, we get, Charlie?
If we get voicemail.
Thank you, Charlie.
I just cut it out.
Buzz just put a picture up of the globe.
Here's a picture of the 92-year-old and the globe, and I saw a close-up shot of the globe that has bullet holes in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, no, see, that's cool.
I like the fact that they were shooting at him.
Look at the look on Rob's face as he looks at the picture, like a boy looking through a department store window at Christmas.
Beautiful. Really, it's like Ralphie at a Christmas store.
Exactly.
Nah, this is going to write the Nazi voicemail. Voicemail.
Hi.
Nah, he's not. He's
is
not.
This guy an American soldier who found it?
He was.
And he's had it all these years?
Very few people knew he had it.
Wow.
Yeah, he kept
it
a secret.
I think it's going to go for more than that.
Do you think?
Yeah, more than 15 or 20 grand.
Well, don't let's talk about it. We don't want to drive the price up.
Don't let's talk about it.
All right, well, you know, see if we can get him on some other time for a second.
Then you become the farm boy. Don't let's talk about it now. Don't let's talk about that memorabilia, lest the pricing go up.
Because, you know, he wants to play his eBay game on this.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, you would be out of the running at 15 to 20 grand, right? You wouldn't.
Yeah, if I wanted to hold on to my kids.
She'd leave you, in other words, right?
If it was.
It's a win-win.
Right.
If it was affordable, if it was within your means,
yeah.
Would you buy it?
In a heartbeat.
And where would you put it?
You see, I'd put it in.
Where?
Next to the Hindenburg?
Next to the Christmas tree?
On top of the Christmas tree. No, the obvious choice would be buy the Hindenburg piece on the mantle.
Sure.
But you can't put a globe on the mantle.
I'm sorry, Pixie. That's right next to the Nazi.
What makes a Nazi?
Would you,
how does he get that way?
But you would buy it for the investment, right? That you would be able to sell it for more?
Someday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be great to... And also, you know, it teaches geography. So... It's good.
What might have been?
Do you think they had the big arrows with the conquered countries and the?
You mean like the old propaganda cartoons we had?
Like you know, they'd have those big arrows marching forward,
going through Poland, going through France.
Don't appear to be any arrows. Just
bullet holes.
I'd put it on the buffet with my microphones. I think.
You probably have to. You'd have to insure it and make sure it didn't get stolen.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get a chance to watch The Price is Right today. Are you still under the theory that show is rigged?
Today they played. There's a different angle today.
Mm.
Today I only was able to see the first two pricing games.
Did you read the review of Tom Shales?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, he doesn't. He's complimenting, yet he's not complimenting.
True.
I mean, it was one of those really strange, semi-positive reviews that Shales gives, but really at the same time calling Drew Carey a buffoon.
Yeah, let me rephrase that, because Shales does know what he's talking about, because he didn't. you're right. He didn't compliment
him. No, he didn't rave about Drew Carey. He said really that Drew Carey is adequate.
His biggest compliment is that he didn't screw up.
Didn't mess it up.
Yeah.
And says he'll be there for a long time to come, that he thinks it's fine. But Bob Barker, and it's true, Bob Barker you always thought was kind of above the fray
right.
On the prices, right, Charlie?
Yes, Charlie. Today I watched the first two pricing games. The first one was Golden Road, which has usually got their biggest prize.
Isn't that a gay porno?
No, not gay at all. No. It's just a preference. I don't want to say a fetish.
It's a lifestyle choice,
Mike? It's a choice. It used to be featured in Penthouse Magazine.
A way to travel?
Right. Golden Road.
And at the end of the Golden Road, they always have a fabulous prize.
There's blood at the end of the Golden Road.
Golden Road.
And they had a prize that was way out of the Barker League today. It was a Dodge Viper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, the guy did not win it, but still the fact that they had it up for grabs.
Oh, you told me. This is part of it. Now, I heard this conspiracy theory prior to the show that the Price is Right, according to Rob, never throws out a heavy prize, $75,000 car, in the first segment.
No.
That they never do.
This is a primetime prize. This is when they would do the $1 million spectacular when they do.
But it's not fixed.
Well, this wasn't fixed. However, you should have seen, again, we still had the over-enthusiastic contestants.
But they didn't really, the one thing in Shale's review today, they haven't changed the graphics that dramatically.
They changed it some.
But they haven't changed it, they haven't modernized it really significantly. They're saying the kids on their home computer.
Rob thinks they have.
Well, they've made minor changes, which are probably major to you.
Yeah, and it hurts. Hurts my heart.
God.
And then the second game was the Plinko segment that had been leaked last week with the crazy lady.
Oh, the one she went nuts.
Hard to believe that this boy with the fresh face and the rosy red cheeks talking so wonderfully about The Price is Right.
Yeah, a little slice of Americana.
It's the same boy that just 5 minutes ago, and still even now, as he speaks lovingly of The Price is Right and what's happened to it, he wants Hitler's globe.
He needs direction in his life.
I think he has one.
What if that was at the end of the Golden Road? Hitler's globe.
Let me rephrase that. He needs proper direction.
That's much better.
Hi there.
Wouldn't it be great if the announcer said,
"Hey, Don and Mike,
you're playing for Hitler's globe."
Rob's brain needs a navigation system.
What's up? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you guys saw the picture of the Hitler globe. Was that the color picture?
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Yes, it was, sir.
Okay, so you guys saw this, just like on the back of an RV. The globe is tan, but each country he went to, he put a colored label on top of it saying he's been there.
Is that true? Was there any way?
He's joking.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Rob. It's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that one of those Nazi jokes?
No, it's not true, and I don't think this is anything to joke about.
Now you Now you make me laugh, Charlie.
I love Don and Mike.
Thank you, Charlie.
Don and Mike. Hey, Buzz, you saw the picture of the globe up? Is there a swastika on every continent?
We've had that joke already, and no, there isn't.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
Lord.
Suck.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's simply a round map riddled with bullet holes.
Right.
Nothing more.
Not riddled, just got a couple of bullet holes in it.
Yeah, okay, not riddled.
Okay. We're going to break here, come back, and I think we'll do something that doesn't involve the Crooked Cross.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Okay. All right.
All right. Buddy, come on.
Sorry you saw the way the phones lit up.
Sorry to depress you.
Oh, no. Trust me. I know we could do four days a week of Rob Spiewak's Aryan Nation.
Why can't we give the people what they want?
Yeah,
do the best
right.
On the
Did they
day.
Have a swastika on we, every country?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
There
goes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, Peggy, you bid $15,000 for the watercraft, etc. The actual retail price, $20,543, a difference of $5,543. Amor, you bid $25,000 for the trailer and all that stuff. Actual retail price, $27,275. You win the showcase. You want a total of $45,804.
Not the same.
I'll tell you, I got a thought. Give me a moment here.
Please, don't forget to keep the pet population down. Spay and neuter your pet. Thanks for watching, everybody. See you next time. Bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
What about the vagina?
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm shouting all about. You know, He's a pothead fogger. Drew Carey's a famous pothead.
And kind of a strip joint aficionado, if I remember correctly.
That tape sounded to me like a stoner hosting The Price is Right.
When he said the trailer and stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah. He's got
trailer and all that stuff. Just it's just kind of like throwing that away. You know, I'm just kind of low-key, having a good time.
Energy.
Okay, Peggy, you bid $15,000 for the watercraft, et cetera. The actual retail price, $20,543, a difference of...
He's not saying dollars after that.
$543. $5,000 for the trailer and all that stuff.
That's right. Well, Mr. Spicoli, isn't this really our time?
You know, when you put it that way, he does sound like maybe he's a little low-key.
Maybe so. Hey, Robbie, do me a favor, please. Hey. Load in some of this. Get some of this ready.
You want some of that?
Yeah, here's what we got coming up. We're going to talk to D.L. Hughley in the next hour.
Very funny guy.
We're going to play the Michael Hunt cell phone game
in
the next hour. Mm-hmm. And we're going to spin the Wheel of Holly here in a moment.
Oh, goody.
Robbie, what are some of the topics the local TV poodle, Holly Morris, has been doing on Fox Morning News?
Our most recent disc has her at a pumpkin farm, school lunch bakery, horseback riding, sailboat store, wax museum, flying a model airplane, and learning how to yo-yo.
There's so much there that has potential.
So we'll spin the wheel on the feature reporter for Channel 5 here.
Dinosaurs.
And are we going to do it that way we did it last time, where we don't know what we land on?
I'm not looking at the grid
sheet, just going to be completely random, Holly.
We are totally flying blind. Well, Rob loads that up. Buzz, I hope you don't have this during the news. It's not really anything that's breaking.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Anyway, she turned herself in on the hit-and-run charges.
Yeah, last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's last night. They're going to make a big deal about that, like she's going to jail for something new. She's not. Here's something very interesting. Somebody emailed me today. Mm-hmm. My gal Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
I still, cat couldn't scratch it.
Still single as far as I know.
And so am I.
That's right.
Jennifer Aniston is obsessed with her pubes.
Really?
Aren't we all?
The the person, Dawn DeLuise.
Dawn DeLuise?
No.
It's Dawn
DeLuise. No, it's D-A-W-N.
Oh.
Dawn.
Hello, Jennifer. I was wondering if I could come over and help you with your down there.
Dawn DeLuise used to do her bikini waxes, and she's writing a book now.
And what has happened to Dom DeLuise? Is he still with us?
I
have not. You have not seen him on a talk show? Or
he's with Al Molinaro, Mike.
he sleeps with the fishes.
She's neurotic about bikini waxes in this book. She called me even when she had no hair to wax.
Really?
She'd insist on having it done, literally daily having me wax off her peach fuzz. She's phobic about extraneous hairs, especially around her bikini line.
So, boy, this begs the question.
It ruins it for me.
So she has nothing.
Right.
And not only does she have nothing, but she's obsessed with anything.
Every day she has a lady come over and she goes like, well, there's
but if
hair.
She's obsessed around the bikini line, that might indicate that she does have
something
there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a little ambiguous the way the story reads.
No, I'm having to be careful with our new...
Right, with the new guidelines. I understand that.
She says very plainly, she would call me when there was no hair left to wax at all.
Oh.
She would insist on having it done.
I suppose she has a Brazilian, too. The Brazilian wax?
I always hope that she had the nice, big, full triangle. The Trivial Pursuit piece.
Don't you realize that your desire for that now, that is completely gone. That's past tense. Mm-hmm. I don't think you find those anymore.
It's very rare.
I just don't think those exist. I think what you find now are, it has to be in some state of trimdom, or nothing at all. And unfortunately for both you and I, nothing at all is the popular style, I believe.
Let me think about it.
You're not going to have Playboy magazine of 1977.
Right? I really...
The girl in front of the fireplace.
How do I say this? I really know about Janet there. I spent a good deal of time there just this morning.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that done for your liking?
No. I didn't. I mean, my girlfriend's got hair. But what I was doing today was some of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you. You gotta keep your woman happy.
Good for right. you.
But what I'm saying now is I don't remember now if it's just a patch, if it's straight up and down.
Right.
There's hair there.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, all right. So you don't know.
I don't know whether it's...
I'm just saying that, what you say you like, the triangle that you like, you're talking about the style that was around years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see that like in movies or anything like
no.
that.
No. You know? And my girlfriend definitely doesn't have it. She's got like a little square.
Oh, really?
Bigger than a little square.
Yeah, that's my lady also.
I kind of remember. I don't know. I'm just so proud of myself for having done that today.
We all are.
Yeah, we're all proud of you.
You know, and I didn't
Congratulations.
And I didn't get the move. Hold on, I did.
You do the alphabet?
Yeah. And I did get that move. I take it back. I can't say that I didn't get the move.
The push away?
Well, okay, without being terribly graphic.
The pull away, actually.
Mm-hmm. You know, in her case, it was the step off.
Oh, she moved away.
Yes, you understand.
I understand exactly.
I was laying on my back.
Right.
And said,
do you think you get that because you're too aggressive?
I think I get that because I'm no good at it.
Well,
Who is good at it?
I don't think anybody's really good at it, but you can be told what to do. I've always been told the lighter the touch, the better.
Mike, there was no touching.
No, I'm saying the lighter.
The touching was
the least amount of.
It was my tongue.
Yeah, right.
I know. The least amount of
pressure, maybe.
Pressure, yeah. The better.
I have a very sensitive tongue.
I bet you're very aggressive.
Yeah, I was like a dog going after a piece of meat. That's right, exactly.
Fierce.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you have a light? And when I say touch, I'm using that, you know,
yes.
The light touch. Do you have a light touch?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Why do you think that you're always rebuffed when you do this?
I don't think I was rebuffed today. I think I hit the jackpot. And at that point, she said, okay.
Enough.
And she climbed off.
Oh, all right.
That happens, too.
The way you were describing it, you said she stepped off.
It's a 50-50.
And do any of us, and I mean all men.
Do you ever know?
Do we ever really know for sure?
No.
For sure.
Whether we have delivered? You know? I don't think we know.
I mean, I know she did thank me later.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that's nice. Like, I always thank her as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she'd walk around and say, oh, that was wonderful. I feel nice, but there's still there's that lingering, you know.
Didn't we have a sexpert on the show?
Was it okay?
Didn't we have a sexpert on the show one time that indicated to us that all women lie about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's true or not, but I mean, didn't we hear that? They indeed. All lie
Absolutely.
About that.
That's what they said.
They all lie about that.
I bet Holly is hairy. I bet Holly is hairy as
probably
all get out.
I bet perfect. it's just the way I feel about
think
her.
It's PV? The perfect.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I think really well taken care of.
Maintained.
I see.
Absolutely. I think she's meticulous. I think grooming is number one for her.
Well, your nose knows.
I don't know what that means.
You know what I think.
You know. No, I think she's very meticulous. She's uptight that way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there. Hi there. What's up?
Phone call.
Have you ever heard the saying, the little man on the boat?
Yeah.
That's what you need to go for.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, it's not just that. It's like a lot of factors factor into that.
I got news for you. Today was like the perfect storm. I think I found the little man on the boat. But those waves are pretty big.
Search and rescue.
But it's not just that, ma'am, right?
Oh, and she's gone.
It's not
like
just
the
finding
wind.
It.
She is gone like the wind. Well, do we have time for the Holly thing? No, we don't have. We want to talk to D.L. Hughley.
Oh, we can talk to D.L. Hughley. Looking forward to that.
We'll spin the wheel of Holly tomorrow just for S's and grins.
All right.
Let's see where we would have landed today. On the wheel of Holly Morris.
I'm on horseback, right?
Oh, that's the one I was looking forward to.
The very annoying reporter for Fox 5.
Good morning to you, Allison. You know, dinosaurs roamed the earth for 200 million years, and then they were no more. Well, we are live at the Verizon Center where the dinosaurs are back. It is called Walking with Dinosaurs, the live experience, and it is an experience indeed. How you can have your own
up close and personal moment with this fun, lovable guy live next on Fox 5 Morning News. Stay with us.
Hers is probably like an alligator's mouth.
Yeah. We have a different impression of the young lady.
Spin it one more time.
All right, let's see what we get here.
Come on.
And here comes the ball.
That wasn't a good sample.
Spin that thing. Come on.
Come on now.
Or how about right now?
Okay, real quickly, let's do our, we decided the only thing I can really do is keep beat and you can sing.
That, well, coming around a mountain.
Yeah, let's do coming around a mountain. You ready? Okay.
What segment is that, Rob?
Oh, this is Bluegrass. Old,
yeah, nice to see that guy was with it early in the morning.
Get your pet. Your
get
pet.
My, I'm going.
Okay,
going.
That's good.
That's good.
Chocolate Man.
Does she sing?
Oh, God. Chord change. No. She doesn't change the chord.
Where's Holly Morris?
I think she's strumming.
Yeah. She's using her hands.
Yes. Ah.
I just thought of another better job for me.
What?
How about I sell your CDs?
Okay.
All right. Hey, okay, listen. We'll there's a favorite song that you said everybody likes you to play. It's called the Orange Blossom Surprise.
Special.
Orange Blossom Special. Special. Orange Blossom Special. Well known.
Holly, another day, another day, darling. God. Another day. We'll spin the wheel.
Take your sweater off.
We'll find you in all of your obnoxiousness and that big, gigantic, untrimmed garden.
Wow.
That I'm sure looks like. Remember the movie The Sandlot? With those boys where they threw
yeah,
the,
they threw it over the fence and the dog found it.
That's Holly Morris.
You're thinking the dog's mouth?
I'm thinking Holly Morris is the other side of the fence.
I disagree. Just perfectly maintained.
A big old junky
no.
front yard.
I think so. I think the front yard meticulous.
Full of yeast.
Oh, God.
And rusting cars.
Rusting cars.
All right, D.L. Hughley.
And James Earl Jones living inside.
We'll talk to him in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
What not? What not?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We are not partners. Ain't no way in the world that can happen.
Well, what am I then?
Hmm? What are you? You are my bitch. That's what. My own personal bitch. I pulled you out of lockup as an SWC, which means suspect who's cooperating, which means I own your ass, which means when I pull the strings, you dance. Till then, you sit there, keep your mouth shut, and don't say a word, like the puppet you are.
Let's go. Come on.
Well, I am, I'm sorry about your situation.
What situation would that be?
Well, you've got people who love you, and yet you seem like a very sad and lonely man.
I'm not lonely.
Well, I think you're lonely.
I'm not lonely.
Fine, you're not lonely. You're alone.
Yes, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Two different things.
Does the expression, no man is an island, ring any bells?
Does the expression, shut your ass up, ring any bells?
Aficionados of Tinkle Erotica, yeah. Don and Mike.
But I've tried to turn this as best I can into the Soul Patrol. Here we are.
Soul Patrol!
Play a little Sam Jackson coming back from the break. Yeah.
The Path of the Righteous Man.
Bro Johnson playing right there. And now let's welcome D.L. Hughley.
Very good. Hello?
I don't know why he's not calling. I was told yesterday everything was fine. I've been making phone calls trying to find out where he is.
When was the last time you talked to somebody?
I got an email yesterday as the show was over, said everything was fine. And I've
John, seriously, friend, do you ever actually speak to anybody?
Yes.
Rather than just send emails?
Yes. All the time, and I have spoken to his lady a couple of different times. I've been trying to call her, and she's not answering her phone.
Why is it? Do we have cooties?
I'm guessing it must be me. It can't be you guys. I was the one that set it up.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So it was yesterday, the last contact with D.L. Hughley's people. No contact today on Dancing with the Stars. So no contact with anybody today.
No, I've been...
Or like during the show, or like, you know, like...
I've been calling all day long and getting nothing but voicemail.
Oh, so they started blowing you off today.
No, as far as I was concerned, as when we left out of here yesterday, I had 95% that this was going
to
happen.
If you've not heard from anybody in relation to this guy, why'd you cats bring me a note that says, expecting D.L. Hughley any second now, when he's already more than 5 minutes late past the scheduled time?
I was assuming he was running a few minutes late, and he would be, you know, just a couple minutes behind. I was told everything was fine for 5:15.
You know, it's a very frustrating thing, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yes, indeed.
True.
Thank you, Charlie.
Very frustrating occasionally, Charlie.
Well, once again, I am struck by the raw power coming from our producer's room. As you can hear, in a time like this when you got to scramble because a guest has not made his or herself known, listen to that scrambling going on right now.
Yes, scrambling, Charlie.
Can you feel the action? Can you hear it? Can you sense it through the radio, the power?
You know what I'd like to do right now? I would like to eat an entire chocolate cake.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Dad.
John?
I'm calling again.
I'd like to hear that. Let's listen to that call. You're not available because you suck. Poor bastard, John Norman. Poor bastard.
You know, it seems to me that...
Hey, Yvette, it's John Norman from the Don and Mike Show. It's about 22 after...
Listen to the confidence in his voice.
Supposed to have heard from DL.
He might as well be our agent.
After, and I was just wondering if anything changes...
Yeah, hi, it's me, Mr. Wet Noodle. I was just wondering if there was a wet washcloth around there that we could maybe, you know, and if there's a... I don't know, some wet toilet paper around. We could have maybe just like a wet party. Yeah, but he hangs the phone up like a man.
Al dente. The Don and Mike Show, al dente. Oh, look, hey, look at that.
The phone is ringing.
Look at that.
Well,
just in the nick of time.
10 minutes late.
Rob, now Rob's here.
We're ready for him.
All of this needless crap.
I swear to God.
I know.
Oh, no, okay. Rob, it's still got to give him the whole... When you hear your voice, you're going to be on... He knows!
There you are.
He knows he's going to be on a goddamn radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, D.L. Hughley.
Hello, dude. Hello, sir.
Hey, Big Daddy. How you doing, man?
We are doing great.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, I'm going to go through a little slick talk here for a minute. That my service might get a little janky, but I'm right here, so...
Well, you know, okay. Believe me, it's the Don and Mike Show. We are used to
celebrities' phones.
Celebrity phones, just they do that to us. And, you know, you just missed a... We were just giving it to our producer thinking you weren't going to call today. Isn't
However,
that amazing?
I've got to say that...
He delivered. He's gone.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
He warned us that. We had D.L. Hughley on the show, ladies and
gentlemen. That is it. D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley. What the hell is it? What the hell is it with this show?
It's magic.
Where they call... Do they decide to call our show when they're going into the effing tunnel?
Uh-huh. It's us. It's the plan. He says to them... Call 10 minutes late, make them pad and pad and pad.
Right.
And then when you call, make sure you're calling from a hole in China.
Is he in the valley? That's the question.
I don't know.
Because I remember when it was Mary, what's her name?
Marilyn
Rice Cup. Did we ever get her back?
Yeah,
we had a nice chat with her, right?
Yes,
I don't remember their beginning to run together.
We did have a follow-up with her, Mike. Yeah,
we had a follow-up that was very nice, but she was in the valley. And in fairness to D.L. Hughley, he did let us know that his service was going to get a little sketchy.
It would be nice.
Goddamn cell phones.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice. Well, never mind. A lot of things would be nice. I was going to just speak about what would be nice.
Well, you know what? Go ahead. Purge yourself. What would be nice?
It would be nice if somebody on this goddamn phone said to one of these B-list celebrities that we are so honored to speak to, if your client is going to be on a crappy phone, how about we reschedule until the person can be on a phone where they can for sure be heard?
Right.
And for God's sakes, please try to call close to on time.
This is true.
Those are two rules that we should have because we don't have any guests to begin with. We never get good guests.
Well, we've gotten a few in the last couple of weeks. We have. And you know what? We like talking to people. And we're not, contrary to popular belief, we're not as antisocial as people believe us to be. At least not when we're on the air. And there's the sound.
We're trying to get him back.
Maybe with the next major booking that we have on the show, we should say to the person, if at all possible, call on a real phone. And if not possible, then maybe we should wait.
Well, no, I don't. I think if we require a hard line for all phone interviews, that might present a problem. However, if we require, you know, them stopping the car temporarily so that we are not speaking to these celebrities who are very busy. There's the phone now, right now.
Yeah, well, that's good. Why didn't somebody else pick it up and tell him he's going to be on the air?
Put him on.
Why?
Put him on hold.
Yeah.
All right, hold for down the mic.
Jesus Christ.
It'll be cool now.
Is it cool now, DL?
Hello, DL Hughley.
DL Hughley? Hello? Hello.
For his second appearance, ladies and gentlemen, DL Hughley.
It's, you know, if you don't laugh, you cry.
On the show twice.
The show's going to be funny.
I heard of it's going to be cool now. Hey, it's going to be cool now.
Hughley said.
John?
Just not my day.
No. No, come on. Super. D.L. Hughley is the new host of HBO's Def Comedy Jam, which will air in January.
Very funny. I was watching him. I think I was watching him last night on HBO. Very funny. He's got a very, very funny
special. That gives us several more
special.
Months.
I think we should hold out for the hard line because...
Now I agree with you.
Because the cell phone thing is killing us because no matter who we get, they always seem to be calling from a bad cell phone.
Yeah, but if you hold out for the hard line, I mean, there are some... We've interviewed people with cell phones where it sounded fine.
Listen, I don't know. I'm back to the whole thing. Let's just scrap the whole goddamn
thought. Oh, now, come on now.
Of having guests on this show.
We had such a lovely... If we did that, then maybe we wouldn't get a chance to talk with... The very hot Eva Mendez last
week.
That
was 10 minutes that I'll never get back out of my life either.
Come on.
I mean, she's a piece of ass and everything.
Well, it was nice chatting with her.
Yes, so that's great. So that's one good one for every 15 that we have where, like, they go, well, he's going to be calling any minute, or he's in the valley, or he's having his...
There has to be a level of assertiveness
he's having
to make
his car washed.
Sure these things don't happen.
Come on, John.
There has to be a little of that. John?
Good enough.
John, here's a suggestion. John, here you go. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Good enough.
Ready for this one? Here you go. Really. All the frustration you've had over the last few months, right?
Yes.
Bottle it up and take it out on these people. Now, you have to be nice to them, but you also have to be assertive. And when they screw us, they got to know about it.
Consider it done.
All right.
Okay. So how are you going to get back at D.L. Hughley?
How am I going to get back at him for having a crappy
no,
cell phone?
No. You know what? I hate to give you the example, but this
publicist.
Is the way the conversation goes. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, we really promoted this. We've been promoting the show on HBO.
Yes.
We've been spending our entire show promoting this. Now, we're not going to be able to get to him today. We understand that. We're sorry about the cell phone. We desperately tried to make this thing work. It didn't work, and we feel kind of screwed. The guys are on my ass, and the fact is we'd like to have D.L. Hughley call
stop.
Back tomorrow.
Stop. I want to offer you a job.
I have a job, goddammit.
I want you to have a third job besides your restaurant.
Yeah.
Book us gas, Mike.
You know what? You know what? Because you're offering me that? No. Absolutely not. No, but seriously, it's not a question of you have to yell at these people. You have to express to them the
right.
fact that we have been... That we sit there with our airtime and we promote yep. and we say he's going to be on the show. And that is a value to us. You don't yell at them and get them pissed off. You make them feel that they have put you out. And then they feel like they owe you one. And that's it.
I'd just rather be happily surprised. If we ever get a guest on the show, trust me, we're never going to be doing something that's so important that we can't stop it.
You're right.
To speak to somebody great. I'd rather just stop trying to think, oh, boy, we're going to be talking to D.L. Hughley today or whoever it is.
Well, we did technically talk to D.L. Hughley today.
Twice.
But we talked to him like we did with Mary Alice. What's her name?
Yeah.
Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Well,
you know,
it.
When we had her, and that was a bad phone because she was in the valley,
I'm
too.
Telling you, cats, guests suck anyway. I'm putting a kibosh on it. Screw it. This
unless
not...
they're surprises.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden... That red phone starts to ring. That red light goes off in the studio.
And
like, who could this be? And someday, all of a sudden, they hand you. And you know what? We can do that.
It'd be fun.
We don't need the prep time on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no kidding.
We really don't. We really don't.
Right. You don't.
And I don't want to say that like sounding like Larry King. You know, I never did any research
no.
at all. But the fact is, you know, you talk to anybody, you say, hey, what's going on?
We get a rapport going with them.
And you know what? Hey, if they have those, you know, the little crap that we have that tells us, right here, what they're doing? Mm-hmm. How about when that red light goes off? That's when they hand that to us. All right? How's that?
I don't even need that crap.
We don't need it, but it's nice to have it so we can promote whatever they are.
Yuck.
I'm just...
Yes. You know, I'd rather just you and me talk. Jesus Christ, at least we're in control of what we're talking about. God damn it. Seriously.
I'll be damned.
Seriously. JFC. You get what I'm saying? You wouldn't get it, Buzz. You're not a card-carrying member. Jesus effing Christ.
Oh, yes.
JFC. My man.
Heard of him.
Hello.
All right. Jeez.
Poor John. So put upon.
No. Absolutely not. I'm as frustrated as you are. I went through all the trouble to get this guy on, had to reschedule him from last week, and then have this happen? I'm not happy about it either.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a game now.
What's the game called?
The game's called, as usual, Don and Mike Do Everything and John Does Nothing. Bye, John.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you ass. Don, you're such an ass. Please, dude. Jesus Christ. Make a fist. All right, Mike.
I'm ready.
It's time for... Oh, you know what? I just had a second. John, you're not going to hit the dump button when people say, Mike Hunt, are you?
I'm not, no.
Why don't you make a preemptive call and see what the company's status is so that we don't... this is my fault.
And there are also many names that we can use for that if that gets... I mean, because this game works with... John, that's a good idea. Find out what names we can do. You know, give us a choice of two or three that we can use because there are lots of them that are... Oh, did I just see the red light?
Someone's calling.
Hello? What happened there? It rang, then it went dead.
It did ring.
It didn't do nothing.
It's gone. Like the wind.
All right.
So we'll run the names back because we're going to play that name game.
I'd like to stick with Michael Hunt.
They are bananas.
Right.
Don and Mike.
We've also got Major Woody.
Major Woody's a favorite of mine. There is the hotline ringing again. The
phone's ringing.
You know. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Who is this?
Wow.
818, is that his publicist?
That was his office.
That was his office. Make him feel bad, John, okay?
Got it.
Make him feel like we're making you feel.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's legit. We got a legitimate beef here.
Trickle down, yeah.
Pass the savings on.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to call this lady back and find out what happened.
Well, we know what happened. We got a whole segment effed up. Make them feel that a little bit.
I will.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. We'd like to hear. Are you dialing?
I am.
No more guests. That's it. That's the edict. No more guests. And now let's play a game, Mike.
All right.
Let's play a game. Let's play the Walmart CVS PA game.
Yes. Every one of these stores has a lovely PA system.
Thank you, Charlie.
And every now and then, Charlie, people have to get paged in those stores.
So here's the deal. You go into the store and you say, hi there, my name is whatever. I'm paging my brother. His name is Michael Hunt.
Right.
I got to meet him right now because we got an emergency.
Yes, so I need to get him to the front of the store. Can you page him to the front of the store? All the stores have the information booths with the paging systems.
And then we pay you $100 when we hear over the CVS, Walmart, whatever it is, PA.
The funny name that we give you.
Right, like, you know, we're looking for Michael Hunt.
Or Major Woody.
Yeah, or, you know, Hugh G. Rection, although
Or Phil.
Phil McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
There's the hotline again.
Pick it up, John.
This is John.
He's a man of action, isn't he?
Hey, Sonia, how you doing?
All right, get ready for John to rip her a new one.
We're actually getting ready to go to break. I'm going to have to give Yvette a call and see if we can't reschedule this. I apologize, and like I said, we'll get this taken care of.
What are you sorry about? John! Hey, you pussy! John!
Yes?
What are you sorry about?
I'm sorry that it didn't work out.
Why are you apologizing to the publicist?
Because it wasn't the lady I talked to, so she had nothing to do with it.
Okay, why don't you apologize to our listeners?
I am very sorry. I'm very sorry to you. I am very sorry to the listeners. I didn't want this. I wanted a nice segment with D.L. Hughley.
Yeah, but the whole thing should be communicated to them that it was on their end.
I'm going to communicate that when I talk to the right lady. I don't know who this Sonya lady is.
That's right. Wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings on our way up the ladder, would we, son?
No, it's not what I'm worried about.
Well, whoever Sonya is, she's obviously connected with D.L. Hughley, right?
I assume so.
Well, hold on. She called on the hotline.
You said, hi, Sonya. What's the truth here? What's going on?
She said she was Sonya from D.L. Hughley's office. He's on the line now. I said, we've missed the segment. We're going to go to break.
I didn't necessarily hear that.
And I said that I was sorry that things didn't work out, that I would like to try to reschedule.
That's the problem right there, that you were sorry, you see.
Why are you sorry?
Because they were not. It was not communicated with them.
They were 10 minutes late, and he was on an awful cell phone. Why are you sorry? Take a little pride in the job you work for. Seriously, Johnny, why are you sorry when we hit the mark and we were there to talk to the guest on time?
Well, I'm sorry that it didn't work out. I'm not sorry for how it didn't work out. I will get it taken care of.
All right, call now for the...
call game. Now, phone Jeopardy.
Call now for the thing. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousins! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, cats, hi. Welcome. Welcome back to the least respected show that's on from 3 to 7 p.m. in the country.
Struggling for respect each and every day, and someday, by God, finding it.
Struggling. Let's reset. We have no guests involved in this break.
The problems with our lack of respect are multifold.
Really, we got to get someone who says, well, as you and I were discussing during the spots, if we're going to have someone on the show, make a fist.
Well, here's the deal. You know, any way you slice it, the fact is, we're talking, there's a radio tower. There's some satellites involved, and we're going out to a bunch of folks that are listening. All right? That is a value, and that's got to be remembered by the people that work here for us. The fact is, yeah, isn't it great that he's had a TV special? Fine. Hey, the fact is, we're on every day. You know what? I think everybody, it has to be communicated. This is just like any other commitment you would make. It really is. And that's the way the game works. And you know what? We've had some good interviews. We've had some very good interviews. We've had some great interviews. And the fact is, it's a good thing for people to come on this show. And it is a valuable thing no matter what, especially if you happen to be rolling through this town or any of the cities that we broadcast in, and you have a little show where you want to sell some tickets. So as long as that's remembered, I think that's an important thing for everybody that works with us to remember that you know, we're not – it's not a favor that's being done. You see, it's that we offer something, they offer something. They have a little entertainment segment on our show.
And furthermore,
we offer the fact that we can promote something they want to promote. That's the way it works. That's why they're not coming on here for their health.
I mean, when you book people on the show, I don't think that you sell the positive aspects. Mike and I will sit here all day and run ourselves down and say our show sucks, our syndication deal sucks, our affiliate list sucks. But the truth is, we have a very strong and loyal group of listeners.
We have sold out comedy shows in particular. We have sold out those shows within the time that we have done the interviews.
I'm saying that not just to say that to our listeners, but to say that to everybody around here. It doesn't matter to
our listeners. That's for the people in the back.
Right? It really is. I mean, the fact is that works. Book sales that are done when you come over on this show. It's just, it happens. And I just sometimes hope that that's being communicated to Sonia or whoever happens to be in the office of the person who, you know, doesn't communicate to her particular talent that it's probably not a good idea if you know you're in a crappy area with your cell phone to blow it off and do the interview there.
Simply has to say to these people is, listen, it's not Howard Stern, it's not Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
But for your purposes, it's pretty effing close. Mm-hmm. And these guys have a lot of people that listen. So it would really be important if you were aware of the show. Go to the website, look at the affiliate list. If you don't like it, don't book your guy on the show. But don't treat us like a piece of garbage.
Right. And if you do, and if something happens when it's like that, just communicate, not lambast them, and you know, not yell at them, not say, hey, you screwed me. You can't do that because that doesn't work. You don't burn bridges. It doesn't work that way. But what does work is letting them know that they put us and you in a bind. And that didn't happen, at least when I was listening a minute ago.
All right,
and that's what's got to happen. And that's, I think that's an easy fix.
I think the easiest fix, seriously. Just no more guests, really. Yeah. If we get any,
I disagree with you there because I love the way we talk to people. I think we have a lot of fun when we do it. I really do.
I'm bored assless with half of them anyway. I truly am. I mean, my hand to God, like that hot chick we had on from that movie,
right?
Besides the fact that we don't like to get into our pants,
right?
And it was nice and timely to have her on.
Sure,
that was 10 minutes. But do you know all the behind the scenes moving we had to do? It was like
sure.
Come on, if it happens,
going
it happens.
Going through a lot of crap. Yeah, if it happens, I agree with that. That's the attitude, and that's a good attitude to take. If it happens, it happens.
Let's play the game.
Let's play the game, the PA game.
Except we don't have a list of Walmarts or no, the people got to be in the Walmarts.
Right, the people, you go to your Walmart right now if you'd like to play the game.
List.
It can be a Walmart, it can be a grocery store, it can be a Target, it can be anywhere you go. You get on the PA, you walk up to the person, and you page that person. We're going to give you the name.
Here's the list.
We have new names, too.
Yes. The Michael Hunt name, glad we asked before we tried.
Absolutely.
Has been shot down.
Mm.
We have the following that we're going to work with. Major Woody.
And can I just tell you the story behind Major Woody? The first time I heard Major Woody was Wednesday night before Thanksgiving in National Airport. Bunch of college kids waiting for their flight. And the joy of it was to see everybody laugh at the same time. That was magnificent.
So we have the following names. And, yes, my apologies. We don't need a list here with the stores. You guys listening got to go to one of these CVS, Walmarts, whatever it is with the PA system.
Right.
And get one of the following names page right now.
Right, here we go.
Also, we like Dick Cheese. That works out well. Phil McCracken.
A classic, one of the all-time classics.
Maybe the best one. And, Mike, I've made a slight change.
Okay.
The first name is Esther.
Esther.
Last name Pants.
Esther Pants.
Esther Pants.
Right. Estherpants. Right.
Esther Pants.
That's great.
That's a true classic. And it can be a Walmart, it can be a Giant, it can be a Target, it can be anywhere you want to go.
So, let's see what's happening on our big telephone line. I understand it's kind of disjointed today that we're
kind of in a million different directions.
Yelling at John and trying to set up the contest and everything. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
What was that?
Deal Hugo.
Sounded like somebody was calling from a lecture hall.
Hello? That was a hang-up.
You know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go across the street, drive over to the Target.
No. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I can get you a PA. Hey, I got one more thing to say. Hey, hello.
Yeah, see, you thought we were going to hang up on you, right?
You really thought we were going to hang up, didn't you?
I don't know, man. Hey, but you know
Wait,
what?
Wait, hold on. Calm down.
What?
You're gone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Whenever they say one more thing, that's dangerous.
Always trouble.
Hi there, what's up?
Hey, this is Carl.
Is this the Sling Blade guy again? You know,
God.
We're playing a game now. You know that, don't you?
You guys know Mr. Snyder?
You mean Dan Snyder?
No, Harden.
Are you
Harden Snyder.
Harden, first name Harden, H-A-R-D-E-N, last name Cider, C-I-D-E-R.
We don't need any more names. We need to play the game.
That's right.
It's a good one, though. I'll write it down. It's not as good as Esther Pants.
Esther Pants is wonderful.
All right, Joe, put these on through. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, on the Michael Hunt issue.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Thompson, Georgia, but the sheriff of Aiken County, South Carolina, where the big nuclear facility is, his real name is Michael Hunt.
Well, he could not be called by his nickname on our show anymore.
Yep, couldn't be done. We got a from the very highest order.
I just thought they might want to know that.
All right, thank you, and give our very best to the sheriff, won't you?
If you don't have education, you can't hardly get a job.
Right. Watch out for the bandit.
Yeah, beware of Sheriff Hunt. Good old Sheriff Hunt.
Have you seen Sheriff Hunt, Charlie?
Thank you, Charlie.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Where are you?
No one's calling for this game right now.
Hey, can you help me out?
I've just realized that we have really, and it's our own fault, lost control today.
Yeah, well, it's because we were going off in a few different directions.
Yeah.
We didn't have our eyes on the prize as far as the game was concerned.
You know, this all got off track when the Hitler Globe guy wasn't there.
This is true.
That's where we lost control of the show.
This is true.
If only we had gotten Hitler's Globe.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I tell you, we're going to leave today, though. Everybody's going to have some extra pudding.
Yeah, sure. Blame the Nazis, Don, like you always
well,
do.
Well, he was the guy
what
that wasn't there.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
It's so easy to blame the Nazis.
It is, and I intend to continue doing so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Are you calling for the game, or are you just calling for a social chat?
I'm calling because I'm interested in a good haunted hayride, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I've got one instead of Phil.
No, you don't understand. We're not looking for new names. We're looking for people to play the game.
Just someone to go to a Walmart.
Go to a Target. You could even go to your local grocery store. They page people there.
And have Esther Pants paged.
Normally, it's very easy. It's very, very simple.
Mike, the fault is ours.
Yes, of course.
The fault is ours.
I know.
In a normal show, you would talk to the guy who was supposed to be on the show. Then you would say, okay, now we're going to play the game. So
right.
Call now with the name.
But we were kind of raving out there a little bit.
Yeah. There have been worlds that have been mixing today.
I understand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Michael Hunt, please.
Now, where are you, sir?
Where am I?
Yes.
I am in Baltimore.
But you're not in a store, are you?
No, do you have to be? What kind of store?
Why are you confused? Have you been listening to us?
You see, the game is you go to a store. Mm-hmm.
Can I just apologize?
Yes, go ahead.
Don,
they're calling
Don,
now.
I'm sorry.
For what?
Don, I believe they finally understand now.
Or is this guy just doing an impression of John Norman?
I know it's... I'm not sorry about the way it happened. I'm just sorry that this phone call happened.
Me too. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
No, that sounds
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening, honey?
Not much.
Where are you?
Are you all still taking calls?
Yes.
Yes. For the game, are you in a store?
No, I'm in my car.
Are you outside of the store?
No.
Hold on, Joe's got one.
Hi, Joe.
Here we go. A guy, it says, at Walmart.
Excellent.
Ah. Thank Christ. Hello, who is this?
So you're banging Pat Benatar.
Are you at a Walmart?
Or did you just say that to Joe to get put through?
And he's gone.
No, he's still there.
Hello?
Yes.
You're not even out of Walmart, are you?
No, I want to know about you banging Pat Benatar.
Well, we got a million people waiting now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm ready to play the game.
I don't believe you.
Where are you?
I am at a grocery store, actually.
What grocery store, actually?
Raley's.
What? Raley's.
Raley's?
What city?
I'm in Stockton.
Stockton. Raley's of Stockton.
No good can come of this.
All right. Should we believe you?
Well, it says, is that a regular grocery store in Stockton?
Yeah, they're big. Stockton, Sacramento.
Spell it, please.
Yep.
Okay, don't.
What we want you to do is go into the back where you have your meds refilled, where you have lost dog announcements.
So you need somebody paged to the counter.
And the name is Esther Pants. And then just hold the phone and let us hear them say, CVS, Walmart, whoever it is, paging Esther Pants.
Think you can do that for us?
I can do it, boy.
All right, go ahead.
And if you do it, you win $100.
All right, good luck.
All right, let me work my way to the back of the store here.
And a D.L. Hughley DVD.
There we go.
I'm kidding.
I still don't trust this guy, incidentally.
Me neither. Yeah. All right, hold on 1 second.
Where are you now?
Here. I'm at the photo center.
I hear other people talking.
I've located
good.
The store.
Okay, very good.
I see three managers gathered together here.
All right, we don't need the narrative. Now, we just need you to ask them to page somebody.
You don't even have to be talking to us. Just hold the phone up to your ear like you're talking to a loved one. Tell me
can you page somebody for me, please?
There you go.
It's Esther Pants.
Esther?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey,
can you page somebody for me, please? Esther Pants? Esther Pants.
Esther.
Thank you.
And you are?
I'm JR.
Oh,
are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Oh, yeah, we're waiting on you.
Esther, really shopper. Esther, yeah. JR is waiting for you at the front desk.
You know what? We needed a win. We got a win.
A real deal win.
We got a win. He did it.
Attention, Esther Pants.
That was a great page, too.
Uh-huh.
That was a great page.
Good pull from Sacramento.
Congratulations.
Well done.
We should have never doubted you.
Well done, you young tard. My friend, what is your name?
My name is Larry.
Larry, we got a $100 bill with your name on it, and our thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you, boy.
You saved our ass.
Way to
friend.
Go, Larry.
You saved our ass. Thank you, dear boy.
We just needed one thing to go right.
Esther Pants.
Esther Pants.
On a roll.
Get it?
I love it.
Esther Pants.
I did enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't even delete it out.
Made it all worthwhile. Well, they would if they could.
And hello to M. Hunt. Buzz?
Wherever you are.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Uh-huh. This has been a crazy, kooky, upside-down day, hasn't it?
It has, but you're like me. You know, when you just get that final one in the win column, it's a satisfying feeling.
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
I think we should reward ourselves with some chocolate cake, Charlie.
Dad, only if you kiss me first.
Look where I'd put the frosting, Charlie.
Oh, no.
Et tu, Brute. Eat too. Brute.
I'm wearing my bathrobe, Charlie, with nothing on underneath.
Well, what have we here?
There you go.
All right, everybody, stand by for Buzz's news, uh-huh. Which is coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
We don't have mommy boobies.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Turn it off. Turn the damn thing off. It's just too nerve-wracking.
Oh. Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go as we move on into our next segment. Once again, you're guaranteed enjoyment because there are no guests scheduled.
Ah, get ready for pleasure.
As a matter of fact, you'll be guaranteed enjoyment on every show from now on. If you're looking for, well, no, I can't say that because we're not good enough to guarantee that. We are not good enough to guarantee that.
We're almost good enough,
though.
We'll try. Right.
We will do really good without crappy guests.
Very good.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
And I'll just wait to be pleasantly surprised.
You'll never know when that light's going to ring and all of a sudden, hey, look who's dropping in.
That's right.
When John will just
You know what?
They're
not going to be guests anymore. They're going to be party crashers. Mm-hmm. Huh?
That's right.
With the success of that recent Vince Vaughn movie?
Sure.
That'll be fabulous. There'll be wedding crashers.
The party crashers.
Who's on our party crasher hotline?
Hey,
now?
Who's crashing the party? Oh, it's Bob Hope. He's dead.
I want to tell you.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donovan.
How are you, Curly?
I'm well. Senator Larry Craig is appealing, just not in that way.
Oh, you bet he is.
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
The toe-tapping Republican from Idaho has filed an appeal of a judge's decision not to let him change his plea from guilty to not guilty. The charge is disorderly conduct stemming from his alleged solicitation for gay sex in a Minneapolis men's room.
Excuse me, Buzz, saw the Matt Lauer thing.
Yes, that's on tonight, right?
Yeah, they were showing excerpts this morning on the Today Show.
Right.
There's a part of me, I need to have my memory refreshed.
Okay.
Did this guy, Craig, have a history of gay escapades before?
Yes.
Mm. Then never mind what I was going to say.
Okay.
Because he sure does come off in this interview, if you'll pardon the pun,
right,
as someone who made a simple mistake and just signed a paper to make it go away. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's arguing.
Yeah. And I almost believed him today.
It'll be interesting to see if Matt Lauer brings up these past allegations when he does the show tonight.
Yeah, in fairness to Senator Craig, everything, the way I read it, everything about this guy has been allegations.
Right.
There's never been definitive proof. He's never been called, censured, or called on the carpet.
But it's come up more than once.
It certainly has.
And he does, well, on one hand, I was watching that today saying, well, you know, maybe he's got a point. Then I think about that other guy that stood up and screamed about kiddie porn, and they went to his computer, and he had it. Who is that guy that just got tossed out?
You mean the congressman? The Florida congressman.
Yeah, right. That
I forgot his name, but he was the same way. They're all going to protest.
Of course.
They really are, and we don't know. I mean, the fact is, we don't know guilt or innocence. You know, what is motivation?
Well, what have we here?
We have a men's room and a hand running underneath the stall, John.
Did you see the part when Matt Lauer reached over and ripped the wig off his wife and revealed that she was a man?
That's a man, baby.
That was the most entertaining. That was in the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Tune in tonight for that. Craig has insisted he pleaded guilty under duress and that he is not, I repeat, not gay.
He was wearing a dress?
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
You see, in Craig's world, there is something wrong with that. He's fought against gay rights during his political career. And over the weekend, Craig was honored for his work.
You applauding for that?
Yes.
Over the weekend, Craig was inducted into the Idaho Hall of Fame. No reporters or media cameras were allowed.
Is Cal in that one?
I'm not sure who's in that one.
Right. You should look.
Tonight, Craig tap dances on national TV as he and his wife get interviewed by Matt Lauer. 8-7.
Oh, I thought he was going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Tonight, tap dancing. Larry Craig, gay or not gay. Lots of fun on Dancing with the Stars.
8 p.m. 7 Central on NBC. Julia Roberts was also honored over the weekend for her acting.
Horse face.
Natalie Portman and Denzel.
Horse face alert.
A great actress, and many find her quite alluring.
Julia Roberts. Would still do her.
I wouldn't, and I got another thing about her now.
Yes.
Nostrils. Big ass nostrils.
I like her nostrils.
You could park a Volkswagen in her left nostril.
I like her nostrils. Exactly. I like her mouth. I like her teeth. I like the big face actresses.
Well, over the weekend, she was honored for her acting. Natalie Portman and Denzel and Hanks were all there. Clooney couldn't make it, though, so he's...
Here she is now, Julia Roberts.
No, Clooney couldn't make it, so he sent a video.
Who couldn't?
George Clooney.
Oh, George Clooney.
See, now
he doesn't have big nostrils.
I have your attention now. He did send a video because he couldn't make it. The video shows Clooney sitting in a men's room stall extolling the virtues of Julia Roberts. He is interrupted at one point by the foot tapping of the man in the next stall.
Oh, that crazy Clooney.
That man, Brad Pitt, who looks up at the camera as if surprised and says, "I have a wide stance."
Those crazy Hollywood guys.
Aren't they clever?
Aren't they nutty?
Isn't that nutty? They're friends. They make movies and they bang ridiculously beautiful women and then they goof around.
I know. Isn't that terrific?
They entertain us with stories like this.
Because they're pals.
That's right. Well, there's great news this evening about cancer. The U.S. cancer rate has dropped dramatically, faster than ever, according to the American Cancer Society.
Good.
It is.
Cancer doctor right there.
New figures show that cancer rates are dropping.
Right now, Mike, hold on. Here's his bedside manner.
All right.
You have cancer.
Oh, no.
Compassionate.
How am I going to do? All right. Doc, give it to me straight.
This show is almost over.
Wow.
Hip, hip, way to be.
That's not very sensitive.
No, that's unprofessional.
Wow.
Really.
Come on, lay it on me, Doc.
That's all, folks.
That's it. That's unkind.
It's your death warrant right there.
Meryl Kevorkian.
When he says that, it's over. A new figure show that cancer rates are dropping twice as fast as they were in the 1990s, more than 2% a year. We're losing 12,000 fewer people a year to the Big C. 10 years ago, there was only one cancer drug.
Can I give me a C?
Now there are seven. But the main reason for the big drop in cancer rates, the recent huge advances in detecting colorectal cancer, as in colonoscopy. If you're 50 or older, like Regis, get one.
What the bleep happened here?
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
There he is.
Thank you, Regis.
And the falling cancer rate has happened in spite of a little fast food chain known as Hardee's, also known as Carl's Jr. The burger joints captured America's imagination 4 years ago by introducing the Monster Thick Burger. Weighing in at over 1,400 calories, this sandwich has 2/3 of a pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
4 strips of bacon.
That's right.
3 slices of cheese.
Did you ever?
Some mayonnaise on a buttered bun.
A buttered bun.
Did you ever get so upset that D.L. Hughley wasn't on your show that you stopped at Dunkin' Donuts on the way home? And you ate a donut and you said, damn you, Norman. Hey, damn you, Hughley.
Don't eat just one.
Eat all 12.
Eat a dozen.
Now that we're used to the Monster...
With bananas on top.
Now that we've acclimated to the Monster Thick Burger, Hardee's has brought this kind of thinking to the most important meal of the day.
Breakfast?
Yes, the new country breakfast burrito squeaks in at just under 1,000 calories.
Did you ever wish that you could just live your life at Hardee's? Wouldn't that be great?
You may want to when you hear this. Because
3 meals a day.
The country breakfast burrito has a 2-egg omelet filled with bacon, sausage, ham, cheddar cheese, hash brown potatoes, and gravy. Sausage gravy. In case the sausage in the omelet wasn't enough.
Gravy!
I'll never fit on my scooter.
That is 60 grams of fat. 6-0.
I'm never, ever full.
And nearly half of it saturated fat.
Who's counting, Buzz?
I am. That's why I'm here.
And Buzz, you left out something.
What did I leave out?
All of that is wrapped in a flour tortilla.
Yeah, baby.
So as to be neat.
That's right. Get enough.
Do they put the gravy? I should ask that voice. Did they put the gravy on the inside?
It looks to be on the inside, yeah.
Now I'm eating.
And I think it looks nice.
And all of this at just under 2,000 milligrams of sodium. You'll want to add more salt, though, to bring out the flavor. Quoting a spokesman for Hardee's, we don't try to hide what these are. He says the company is just trying to satisfy hunger at $2.69. The spokesman says other places, you'd have to order 2 breakfast sandwiches or burritos.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs.
I know.
36 pork chops.
Sure, I know.
24 frankfurters.
Uh-huh.
I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time.
Right.
With 2 packages of cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
I'm never full.
Never.
I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then I had Chinese food.
Hey! You missed. He went home and had Chinese food.
Sorry.
All right.
Hardee's defends its new breakfast by saying that you'd have to go at other restaurants. You'd have to order a couple of breakfast sandwiches or burritos to be this satisfied.
Hey, for my money, I think Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm gay for In-N-Out Burger.
Sure.
In Southern California.
Isn't Carl's your favorite, though?
Carl's Jr. is number one.
Mm-hmm.
And Hardee's is really good. If I have a choice, there are not enough Hardee's on the East Coast. If
right.
I have a choice of McDonald's or Burger King or Hardee's, I'm at Hardee's every time.
Yeah, you don't see any Hardee's anymore.
They're flame broiled.
You do it by the Eastern Shore there, boy.
They put them down there now?
Right by English's, Mike.
English's fried chicken.
I'm not kidding. On Route 50,
yeah.
Great landmarks.
Uh-huh.
First, it's Rommel's Ace.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
They're everywhere.
It's an Ace Hardware store that's owned by a guy named Rommel.
He's magnificent.
I don't think I've ever heard that. No. Rommel's Ace?
That's never new. Mentioned that to you?
No, I don't think you've ever said that.
And then the other stuff is down the road.
Uh-huh.
How close is it to BJ's?
As a matter of fact, there's a Rommel's in Easton.
There's one near you.
There's a Rommel's in Ocean City.
All Rommel's Ace Hardware stores?
You magnificent bastard. I read your do-it-yourself book. Rommel?
The best place for a Rommel's would be Berlin.
Berlin, Rommel's. Oh, or maybe Africa. The Desert Fox.
Well, I meant Berlin, Maryland.
Oh, Berlin, Maryland. Yes, of course. I'm sorry.
The people who are going to suck the most money out of the Social Security system started sucking yesterday. The first baby boomer, a 61-year-old woman, applied for benefits yesterday. This opens the gates for all the people who were born
because
their daddies came home from World War II. There are more baby boomers than any other age group in this country, and soon they'll be filing for benefits at the rate of $10,000 per day.
Everybody can suck it.
At that rate, the system will go broke in 2041, leaving nothing for those who retire after the baby boomers.
So, hold on, Buzz. I'm thinking of other landmarks on the way to Ocean City. You've got the Cat Hospital.
Yes.
Yeah, you've excellent. Got the Rommel's Ace. Uh-huh. And then you've got the Days Inn that has on one side of their two-way sign, they always have the name of a celebrity. Like, for instance, for a long time it said, until he used the N-word, it said, Kramer slept here.
Ah.
And for a while it said, Greg Brady slept here.
I remember for a summer it was Robert Wagner.
And are they telling the truth?
I don't know.
That's cool. You don't know.
Right. Is it the Days Inn in Easton, Maryland?
Right. And you know what? It's like bonus points if when you're going by the Cat Hospital, if you see a cat. If my father and I always call each other if you see a cat in the Cat Hospital.
Oh, really?
It's a game we play.
Well, would you see it like being walked into the hospital?
No, you have to see it in the window because there's like a cat habit trail up in the window.
Oh, okay.
So you always got to look for the cat.
Mike, it's a very long drive. And when you've made the drive as many times as most of us have.
Sure.
When you get stuck in that rush hour, that bumper to bumper,
you got to do things to amuse yourself.
Oh, right. Cat Hospital.
Sure.
Yeah, right. Oh,
you know what I do on a long
Rommel's
trip?
Rommel's Ace, right.
This actually makes the time go very fast. Always bring along a piece of chocolate cake.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Dad.
So Social Security, a political topic for decades, still nobody's done anything about it. That's the point of all that. Yeah. Now, in order for the NFL to dominate the world, it's going to have to go overseas big time. So the commissioner's talking about a Super Bowl game in London. He says there's a lot of interest and that he'll be looking into that.
This will not happen.
You don't think so?
Not in the next 15 years.
Well, he says Wembley Stadium would make a great Super Bowl venue. Wembley will host a regular season game October 28th. 95,000 tickets sold already.
Yeah,
for that
except
game.
None of those idiots know they're going to watch the Dolphins and the Giants. That's like an awful game.
Is that the game they're going to have over there?
Yeah, that's the game in London this year.
They don't care. They're excited about it.
But don't you think, I mean, as I think about it, we've gone to a lot of Super Bowls. We've been there. And, destination trip. It's the city.
Here's the
trip. London might be kind of cool.
Mike, call me old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I bleed red, white, and blue. I can never see a day when the grandest of all grand events is not held on the good old soil of the USA. Oh,
there are dollar signs in the eyes of the NFL.
How would you feel if
you had a choice between London and Jacksonville?
Okay, London.
Point taken. Biggest crowd the NFL ever drew was Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. Well over 100,000 people
showed up. Yeah,
let's
have a Super Bowl in Mexico. That's a good idea.
Wherever you can sell the most tickets.
That's a good idea.
The NFL
likes Super Bowl in Mexico.
They like selling those tickets.
Is that where you draw the line?
I believe so, Mike.
I'd like to have it at like exotic destinations around the world.
Like,
well, they have the Pro Bowl in Hawaii, but why not have a Super Bowl in Hawaii?
That'd be nice.
Well, that would be cool. But you know that seriously, there are a bunch of people, I guess myself included, who would think seriously. Don't take it out of the country.
Well, you know, the thing is about the Super Bowl, and we've been to a lot of them, the idea of having to have them in every city where the NFL is kind of frustrating. I think they ought to make it more of a destination. Like, for example, Las Vegas is a great place for a Super Bowl.
Well, that'll never happen.
Hasn't it got to the point that only wealthy people go anyway, so it doesn't matter where in the world you have it?
You're absolutely right.
I don't know. Mike, do we have our reservations yet?
Not yet for this year. Where is the venue? Isn't it South Florida this year?
Phoenix!
It's Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. Next year it's in Landover.
It's a dry heat.
Landover.
The
Ralja.
The NFL began its quest for world domination in recent years by televising its games throughout Europe, Asia, Mexico, and Canada.
Like, for instance, I mean, seriously, I cannot see on Super Bowl Sunday, they say live from London. I don't see it happening. I could see a World Series, if it was a real World Series, being played in Japan maybe at some point, because they don't even...
The World Series, you can't do it with the World Series because it's directly...
What I'm saying is...
The home field is what it's all about.
What if it was, us against them, though?
You mean like a World Series with a baseball team over
the real world?
For instance, the Boston or Cleveland or whoever wins would take on whoever the number one
team is. Well, yeah, then you're creating a new sports event.
guys, I think it's wrong. Don't take it out of the country, guys.
But see, the thing about the Super Bowl is you have two teams where it doesn't, it's not like the team with the best record that goes to the Super Bowl gets home field advantage.
It's un-American.
They go to a destination.
No. Do it with one of our secondary sports. Don't do it with football. Don't F with football.
What sport would you do it with?
Anything but.
Do it like a basketball.
Because basketball doesn't, you don't need the home court advantage for the championship, right?
And besides, basketball is incredibly popular.
Or do they do that? They do that. I mean, it goes to the venue.
They have European
leagues. See, all the
sports
like basketball, I'm just saying, the NFL is one of the few sports where the ultimate championship does not rely on home field advantage.
However, the NFL is the one sport that we have that is uniquely American. You don't see kids in other countries playing football. It's all right. You see kids in other countries playing
soccer,
baseball, hockey, mm-hmm. basketball. You don't see it with football.
So it's popular over in England, but they're not playing it over there.
As a matter of fact, do the British people think they've bought tickets for a soccer game? Because they call that football.
That's football.
It's popular because it's there one time, mm-hmm. because it's a one-time deal. Mm-hmm.
I remember you talking to the London cabbies. Remember that when you were impressing them with your knowledge of NFL quarterbacks?
Yeah.
And speaking of Europe, I'm sorry to tell you bad news about British dentistry when we continue.
Oh, bollocks.
Yes, it does get worse.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Dan.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, to follow up about that Super Bowl thing. We're talking outside. I was telling Buzz, I don't think it'll happen because first, American pomposity. NFL football is not popular in Europe, but we want to cram it down their throats because we think, because it's so great, because we're Americans, you know, like what we like or else. Mm-hmm. Right? And as I was telling Buzz, you also have the 32 millionaire owners. Right. Do you really think that the guy that's got the stadium in Phoenix or Jacksonville or Houston who desperately wants a Super Bowl is going to say, hold on a second, you know, how can you go to London before you come to Minneapolis?
Yeah, and what about the economy of the cities themselves,
that's
too?
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, and what if you're a season ticket holder, your team goes to the Super Bowl, you got to pay for a trip to goddamn London?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think Mike has perhaps the most solid argument is that it's such a huge boon to industry to whatever city it goes to.
It's kind of like a mini Olympics. It really is when it comes
to arm.
Well, but they are talking about it, aren't
they? The commissioner says he's looking into it.
So. And it's part of what I like to call, I was talking to my son about this over the weekend, and I buy into it too. Americans, we are the greatest country in the world. Yeah, goddamn right, Rob. Better than your homeland. Yeah, Rudy.
Even I'm applauding.
That's the Rudy clap. Uh-huh.
Citizenship.
However,
what makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Have you ever noticed when you've seen someone described on TV or in a magazine or whatever, they say, boy, you know that Mike O'Mara? He's got all American good looks.
Right.
Think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How self-serving.
Right.
I mean, as Americans.
As Americans, all American.
We all come from other places.
Exactly.
So what we do as Americans and say, okay, here's a guy that's a little bit Italian, a little bit Polack, a little bit German, a little bit black. We're going to mush him up like Play-Doh. Uh-huh. There you go. All American.
All American.
The all American book.
The melting pot.
Yeah. BS.
Right.
What are you looking for?
I was trying to find the hyphen.
The hyphen.
You almost quoted it.
I'd rather hear the hymen.
The crooked cross, the Nazis flew, the hammer and the sickle, too.
Oh, my. From the Department of the Bleeding Obvious, a new report says 6% of the British people have been doing their own dental work.
That's funny.
It shows.
Studies being used to prove that the British dental system's a mess. The number of dentists is falling.
I'll tell you this new fork. A little tiny fork that I sharpened to a point, and I drilled my own tooth. And what I did was I jammed it up where a cavity is, a cavity is, and I just pressed it right up inside the cavity, and I put some aluminum foil.
Would you rather have a good dentist or the chance for the Super Bowl to be in your country?
Oh, I'd rather have a good dentist. You got to keep that American football back where it belongs.
See?
Oh, help Don Geronimo.
Yes?
Thank you, Gordon.
Yes?
It's awful.
Yes?
Don't bring it over here.
Looks like baby vomit.
It has bugs.
Yes?
Yes?
There is a shortage of dentists in England, and if
a
bloke can even find one now, he's got to pay an arm and a leg for a visit. And one in four Brits cannot afford it. Fewer dentists are now accepting patients who get help from the government's healthcare system over there because those dentists have enough patients of their own already. 20% of Brits, one in five, say they have just stopped going to the dentist entirely.
And what, this is a new revelation?
This actually is going to make their reputation even worse than it already was.
Even impossible. Worse, that's right. They got bad teeth. Now they're going to have worse teeth.
One man says he pulled 14 of his own teeth.
Oh, God.
I know a bloke.
He pulled all 14 using an ice skate, just like in Castaway.
In Castaway with Tom Hanks. Same thing. Same thing.
Now, a dentist in the Sacramento area is arguing that sometimes it's necessary for him to place his hand on the breasts of a female patient.
That's good.
Sacramento area dentist says it's necessary to put his hand on women's chests.
I agree.
47-year-old Dr. Mark Anderson, however, has been arrested for allegedly fondling a woman that way.
Okay, Rob, stop it now.
He's fine.
Stop it.
What's he doing over there? What's going on?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Tell you later.
When that woman spoke up, this one woman who complained, 26 other women spoke up as well.
Yes, that's right.
Anderson told the judge that sometimes a dentist needs to palpate the pectoral muscles, especially in cases of TMJ. TMJ is a jaw-related neck and pain.
Have you ever had your pectoral muscle palpated in a dentist's office?
I'm Harvey Levin from TMJ. It's TMZ, right?
Not TMJ.
TMJ. The website. TMJ is the jaw condition that causes head and neck pain.
What has Britney done today?
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
Not surprisingly, palpating the pecs is not one of the recommended treatments listed on the Mayo Clinic's website. But Doc Anderson is sticking to his story, saying there's new evidence that the pecs are connected to jaw muscles.
So you're saying that there's a, you know, as always, Buzz, mm-hmm. My apologies.
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Half that's listening. The story was about mm-hmm. a guy that cops a feel
right.
while he's fixing a chick's mouth.
Right.
And now he says that it's actually part of his plan.
Yeah, to massage that chest muscle to keep the jaw from locking up because he says the muscles are connected to
in
each other.
In short, he's screwed.
Exactly.
Right.
You should see part two of his treatment.
Yes, sorry. Yes, the knee muscle.
It has nothing to do with
at his office, open wide.
That's going to be a very deep root canal.
Open wide has a whole different meaning there. A DJ in Detroit is in deep doo-doo over a party he was planning.
Guilty.
DJ Lish is quite the party promoter. It's what he does for a living. Along with spinning tunes, he does this. Now, his latest brainstorm was a party at a downtown club at which light-skinned black women would get in free. Quoting Lish, real name Ulysses Barnes, "I made a mistake. I didn't think there'd be a backlash." He has now canceled the event and gotten angry calls and emails from folks around the country. Quoting Lish, "I didn't mean to offend anyone. I had planned a party for other shades."
Listen, you do the same thing you do at Mike's place, right? Tuesday night, mulatto night.
Right.
He sort of tried that. It didn't work out.
Come on over, Lish.
DJ Lish says.
And Charlie.
DJ Lish says he'd planned.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome. Yes, Tuesday night's chocolate cake night.
Mulatto Monday.
Yes.
Well, he says he's planned a party for the other shades as well. Quoting him.
It's Octagon October.
We were.
What is it? The
Octoroon.
What did I say? Octagon?
Yeah, that's not right. That's disrespectful.
Stop that, Charlie.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
He says, the DJ says, we were going to take a shade each week. Next week was going to be for sexy chocolate, and the week after that, sexy caramel.
Rob, I need my chart at all times. It tells me how people are made up.
No, you carry that around, you're going to get in trouble just like Lish.
Human resources keep burning the chart.
Barnes describes himself as dark-skinned, if it matters.
Lish.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Chicago police. Chicago police, after finding an ad on Craigslist, busted a sex show in a residential basement.
Sex show.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Wrong Craig.
It was the basement of an apartment building near a school and a church.
Not the science building?
No, it was not the science building.
All right.
The ad promised an erotic live show.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Come on to our live sex show.
Watch
babies of cake.
Watch couples having sex and, yes, enjoy refreshment.
Thank you, Charlie.
Said the ad.
What a great sex show.
Well, what have we here?
It's a live sex show, Charlie.
There were a couple of 22-year-old women and a trio of guys in.
I go to bathrooms to use bathrooms.
In the show. For an extra $240, you could bring a camera to the show. For an extra $200, you could receive a sexual favor at the show.
Yeah.
Oops, that's a prostitution charge, Pixie.
Oh, dear, Charlie. Pixie.
And finally, after years of eluding police in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, they have finally captured the man they believe to be the naked tickler. He's tickled at least a dozen women over the last 3 years. 50-year-old Thomas Blasine admits he videotaped his creepy escapades. He refuses to cop to the tickling.
Hello.
Though. The latest,
I'm Larry of the corner.
Here he is. The latest victim, a woman on 2nd Street who said she was fondled in her sleep.
How does he tickle them, Charlie?
The victim says...
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, hi, everybody.
The victim says she's not sure she could identify the suspect without...
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Not without seeing, quote, his skinny white butt.
Charlie. Guilty as charged, Charlie.
Police dogs tracked the intruder's scent to a nearby SUV, a job made easier by the bodily fluids he'd left behind.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Well, what have we here?
It's my bodily fluids.
We gotta go.
I've always been proud of Charlie. The important thing now is for Charlie to get back to his teaching.
Thank you, Dad.
Let me just say, Elliot Ephraim, Peter North, D.L. Hughley,
Ron Jeremy,
John Norman. That's it. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Thank you, Charlie.
Guess who I saw at Executive Getty?
Who's that?
Esther Pants.
Esther Pants.
This is the Don and Mike Show.